Good afternoon and welcome to President's Football Preview, heard prior to Washington and Jefferson College football here on WJPA. This afternoon, the President's travel to Waynesburg to take on the Yellow Jackets. I'm Mark Uriah, and we'll talk to W&J head football coach Mike Sirianni. Mike, your just general impressions of your win over Teal a week ago.
Well, again, it was nice to get a lead. Not as early this time. We had to go into the second quarter. We only had two possessions in the first quarter, and we fumbled one of them, and you know, kept them in the game, but we were able to get a lead at halftime, able to play a lot of players in the second half, which is always good for the young players and the morale of the team. I think people underestimate that. So we were happy. Our defense didn't give up much after that first drive. I mean, after the second drive, I don't think we gave up a first down, so you got to be pleased with that. And, you know, offensively, I was proud of the guys for adjusting to a defense we hadn't seen, and they were able to keep their composure and do a good job.
Yeah, you mentioned, I was going to ask you, that you know, there was a bit of a drought between your first and second scores. One of the big things I noticed there was, you know, Teal held the ball for like 8 minutes, I think, on their first possession, but still eventually had to punt it away.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be a formula that I'm sure teams are going to try to use to beat us. You know, run that clock down. With the new rules in college football, the clock's not stopping after first down. It's going to be make for a little shorter game and maybe less possessions. So, you know, that was obviously their goal, and it really worked, because the second time we got the ball, we ended up turning the ball over deep in their territory. So, but I, you know, once we got rolling a little bit, our defense got some three and outs, you know, and got some turnovers, and we started clicking.
Yeah. Talk about, you said they showed you something defensively that you had not seen, did not expect. Talk about what they did and how you adjusted to it.
Well, the first thing is they usually are a four-man front team, and they were, for the majority of the game, against Carnegie Mellon in their opener, and they were all last year against us. So, you know, that's what we prepared for, and obviously they came out into a three-man front, and they played not only did they play their corners super, super, super deep, but they played their, I guess you would call them, safeties, outside linebackers, really wide. Outside of our number two receivers, and then they pinched everything outside. In my opinion, you have to ask them why they did it. You know, we're a big RPO team. They wanted us to take away our inside zone with pinching everything outside, and we did pull the ball. They had people on the perimeter to defend it. Did it work? I mean, I think Teal's a good defensive football team. I think we executed pretty well. I think Teal has a really good defensive line, but I thought our kids did a good job of adjusting and making the adjustments we needed to make to be successful.
A guy that has sort of stood out a little bit the first 2 weeks, and I know how much you like him. You mentioned it last year, and I think an injury slowed him a little bit. But talk about Kobe DeRosa. He is off to a good start.
Yeah, he's very explosive, as you've seen. He can take the ball the distance anytime he gets it. You know, he took a screen 2 weeks ago against St. Vincent, 60, 70 yards right away. He almost broke a 90, 95-yard touchdown where our special teams guys were telling him to fair catch it. I'm glad he didn't. He almost broke that distance. He's very explosive. I mean, you know, a little banged up at times last year, but when he's healthy, he's as explosive as a back as we've had in the last few years. So we got to figure out ways to get him in space and get him the ball. And he has to protect the ball a little bit. If he fumbled that, he had that one fumble and one other one that could have been called one. So we've been talking to him about that. But if he gets that under control, he's going to be a dangerous back this year.
Well, I have to ask you, because every coach handles this differently. You mentioned a fumble. Some guys will take a guy off the field, and he may not see the field the rest of the day after a fumble and maybe in a key situation. How do you handle that when a guy – I mean, look, everybody's going to fumble, I guess, occasionally. You try to minimize it, but how do you handle it?
Well, it depends in what case the fumble is. I mean, in that case, Kobe was running inside, and as he spun – you know, it looked like someone put a direct hit on the ball. I don't think it was necessarily because he didn't have the five pressure points that we teach or anything like that. So in that case, you kind of just got to tell them to forget about it. Now, if there's a case where, you know, we teach the five pressure points and one or two of them are off the ball and you could see, hey, you fumbled the ball because you didn't listen to us or you didn't have, then yeah, we might take a player out. But in that case, that was a good pop. He was running hard. He just got spun around and all of a sudden, boom, someone was there. And it was a good play. I mean, the other teams are going to make good plays, and I like I said, I think Teal's going to be a good defensive football team, and they will hit you. Their kid made a good play.
I would be remiss not to ask about special teams. You had a good day on special teams.
Yes, you know, we returned some kickoffs. We returned a kickoff. We blocked a punt. You know, I'm always going to be real picky and real, you know, I mean, I'm always going to look at the mistakes that we made. Obviously, we got a punt blocked. or we didn't even punt it because we snapped it over the guy's head, and then we messed up a couple field goal, both field goal attempts at the end of the first half were bad snaps, and our holder did a great job to get the ball down both times for our kicker. So I'm always going to look at the little things, but you know, I'm happy with what we are. We got to tie some things up. We're not going to go. I mean, we're playing some tougher teams now. We're going to have to punt the ball. We're going to have to figure out who our long snapper is, and we're going to have that timing be a little better.
More with Mike Sirianni on President's Football Preview when we come right back.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patricic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters, including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation, including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation. Go Presidents.
Back on President's Football Preview as W&J gets ready to take on Waynesburg this afternoon. We're talking with President's head football coach, Mike Sirianni. Mike, a couple of things before we talk about Waynesburg a little bit. Two games in, small sample size, maybe a little bit too early, maybe less about scheme or results or anything like that, but just talk about Phil Bobich and what he has done, how he has handled the defensive coordinator responsibilities through the first two weeks.
I mean, he's done outstanding. I mean, obviously, we've given up one defensive touchdown through two games, and you know, we've given up 3 yards rushing per game. So obviously, he's done a really good job. He's put together good plans. He's done a good job of preparing our guys for their looks and taking away some of their stuff. And now it's going to get a little more challenging. Now you're going to play some offenses that are going to challenge you, that you're going to have to make in-game adjustments because of things that they're doing well. So, you know, he's up to the task, and I think he'll do fine.
Talk about Carson Laconi, had an interception last week. Talk about his play, an up-and-coming player, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, he played a lot of games for us last year. He had gotten us some experience, and, we know what he can do. And, he's a good tackler. He plays good pass defense, and, hopefully he'll have a really good season for us.
All right, let's talk about Waynesburg. I suspect you as head coach, this doesn't matter one iota, but – it's no more rivalry weekend, not the last game of the year. Just how do you feel about that? Maybe not so much in terms of this game itself, but just in terms of the schedule and how it's done now.
I mean, there's nothing I can do about the schedule or when we play someone or where we play anyone. That's all computer based and put in there. So, I mean, the rivalry weekend was nice publicly for the conference, and that's great, but it's still a rivalry. I look at last year's, all I got to do is look at last year's game. I mean, we finished 8-2. They finished 2-8, but they were within 5 points of us at the end of the game. And we had opportunities to put the game away. If you remember, we fumbled twice in the end zone going in to score last year. We could have put the game away, but their kids hung around there. They're not going to quit. They'll smack you. They have a really, really good downhill running game that concerns us a lot. We know that they think that they could turn their season around with a win over us. So, we're expecting a good football game from a good team that's well coached and is getting better.
Well, yeah, a couple of things that I want to expand upon that you just mentioned. Number one, it seems like there is a mindset among your players, and we talked about, how you had comfortable leads at halftime at games last year, and you kind of let them slip away. Allegheny comes to mind, Waynesburg, another one. There seems to be a concerted effort, when players come in and we talk, they seem to have taken that to heart.
Well, we just want to play as hard as we can every single play. And I think at times last year we didn't do that. I think those two games come to mind. I don't think we played as hard as we could in one of our losses last year at times. In the Carnegie Mellon game, in the Grove City game, that was just a game that went down to the wire and was one play here or there. So that's something that we talked about a lot, and we know that we're going to be in good games, and we expect one today. We expect a team that's going to hit us in the mouth, and we got to respond. That's, dealing with some adversity, being mentally tough. That's what being a great football team is all about. And so if we do get challenged today, or when we do get challenged today, I hope that we respond.
You mentioned Waynesburg's running game. I don't know that I can recall a year when Waynesburg wasn't able to run the ball well. That always seems to have been their calling card.
Yeah, it's something that they put their hat on. They have some veteran guys up front. They have one of their better running backs in the conference. They can run inside zone and outside zone. Their offensive coordinator does a good job of formationing you to get numbers in his advantage. Knowing that we might have some really good defensive linemen, I think it's more of a numbers game, and we're going to have to figure out where they're running the football and may have enough people there to stop it.
All right, Mike, thanks a lot. Good luck today.
Thank you.
Mike Sirianni, head football coach at Washington and Jefferson College. You're listening to President's Football Preview. It's W&J and Waynesburg today. Assistant coach Kenny Cranston will join me when we come right back. Don't fall behind on your home improvement projects. Let First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County help you with the heavy lifting before winter. First Federal gives you all the tools you need with FHA Title I home improvement, home equity, construction, and owner-builder loans. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Apply in person or anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458-729. Back on President's Football Preview, W&J playing at Waynesburg this afternoon, and we are going to talk to Kenny Cranston, the defensive backs and special teams coach for the Presidents. Kenny, you're new to at least being on the show here, so just talk about the path that led you to W&J.
Yeah, so this is my third year here coming in. I volunteered for a year actually at Waynesburg, and then got the opportunity to come to W&J, and obviously was excited about it. Worked with the defensive backs for the last 2 years, and then as staff changes over this last offseason, was able to take over special teams.
All right, we'll talk about spending a year at Waynesburg and the feeling that gives you going into this game today.
Yeah, it was definitely an experience there. Was able to learn some stuff and happy to be here, but kind of going forward, I mean, I think for us, it's just continuing to go 1 week at a time and continue to get better and clean up on the little things.
Let's touch on both your areas. First, special teams, you know, had a nice week at that last week, and just your feelings on where you are after 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think we're looking good. The biggest emphasis that we had this year on special teams is just playing really hard, remembering that it is the third phase of the game, and I think that we showed that on Saturday, and I think that we look really good and continue to build on that going forward.
Defensive backs, too. A little bit of turnover from last year. Some familiar names there, but some guys who certainly have some experience but maybe new as starters.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the biggest thing for us is always trying to get better and find guys to put us in a good position in whatever package that we are in. And so trying to play more guys and be able to stay competitive, stay fresh, but make sure that we line up and do the right thing is important.
Talk about Carson Laconi had an interception last week. Talk about the play that he made and just in general his progress as a junior.
Yeah, Carson looks really good right now as he's getting better each week. Obviously, starting to get more comfortable again back in that position. I think that's the biggest thing for him. He's in the right place a lot of times, and seeing him finally come down with the ball is going to be huge for him. I think he's going to be able to make a lot of plays.
You mentioned, obviously, with Vince Lavara leaving, you know, everybody kind of climbed a rung on the ladder, including yourself. From your perspective, just talk about how much of a difference, if any, there is with Phil Bobich as defensive coordinator.
I mean, Coach Lavar was a great coach for us. You know, I learned a lot from him. But I think one of the big things right now is the fact that we have a young staff. And I think that the defensive players really enjoy it. And we have a lot of fun there in practice and in games as well. Helps them play free and able to kind of go out there and compete and just play football right now.
Special teams is an interesting thing. Over the years, sometimes you use starters on special teams, sometimes not. I know there have been times in the past where maybe the performance hasn't been, you know, where Coach Sirianni would want it to be, and that's when sometimes you put some guys starters onto special teams when maybe you would rather not. Just talk about that balance that you're trying to maintain there.
Yeah, I think we have a good mix right now. There's some older guys, some starters on a lot of special teams. There's some younger guys, too. I think the biggest thing is that I think we have a really talented team right now, a lot of depth, and just trying to use guys that maybe aren't used as much somewhere else right now because they're still a little younger on the special teams to give the older guys a break.
The kicking dynamic, too, with Devin Wyatt and Ricky Hunter. We've seen both of those guys so far here through the first 2 weeks. Talk about how you decide, you know, when it's an extra point or field goal, which guy goes out there.
Yeah, it's kind of a feel thing with both of them, trying to rotate them both with kicking and punting. So kind of just throughout the week, depending on what we want to do with our punts, is really going to determine who's going to be in with that. And then letting them both get a little bit of kicking reps, because I think they both can provide different things from different hashes and such.
Let's talk about Waynesburg. Just talk about offensively. In 40 years of this, I think Waynesburg has always been able to run the football. That's always been kind of a strength of theirs over the years, and it seems like that is the case again this year.
Yeah, I think that Waynesburg is going to continue to do that. I think that they're kind of set on being able to stay good at running the ball, and I think that's a big helping point for them, is to continue to focus on one thing, instead of trying to spread it out too much. They got a really big offensive line. They've got some depth there, tight end and running back as well. So I think that's huge for them, being able to rotate those guys. They're kind of young at receiver, so I understand them trying to run it down and kind of keep the clock moving.
Any feeling among the players, and I asked Coach Sirianni about this too, you know, up until this season, this game was always the final game of the year, big rivalry game. But any different feel with this game not being the final game of the year, the big rivalry game?
I mean, obviously it's a little different. Week's kind of like, oh, wow, we're in the third game, not the 10th game. But I think the biggest thing is obviously they're still going to get up for it. It's still the rivalry week. It's the backyard brawl. But like I said, I think the focus this year is getting back to the pack title. And I think that's just continuing to move on. All right, who's next on the schedule? And let's continue to get ready for them.
All right, Kenny, thanks a lot for being with us. We appreciate it, and good luck.
Thank you.
Kenny Cranston, President's Defensive Backs and Special Teams Coach. President's Football Preview continues. We're back on WJPA right after this.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back on our final segment of President's Football Preview as W&J gets ready to take on Waynesburg this afternoon. Going to talk to President's quarterback Jake Pugh. Boy, Jake, I say this all the time. I look down and I see senior, and it's that seems awfully quick.
Yeah, it's gone really quick. Thank you for having me today, and it's crazy how fast it's gone by. People always say don't waste your time because it goes by fast, and you need to take it for granted at first, but it really has gone quick.
You know, just a recurring theme, and not that it's a big surprise, but it's a little surprising that some of the guys and the fifth year guys who've come back, the lure of a President's Athletic Conference title is seems to be the theme this year. I mean, it always is. I get that, but you know, because there's a group of guys who have never won one, it really seems to be a large emphasis and I think a particular emphasis for a lot of those fifth year guys.
Absolutely. I mean, we have, like you said, we haven't done it yet with this group. The fifth years haven't got to do it because their first year was ruined with the COVID season, whatever happened with that. None of us have done it. We've had a good enough team the last couple years. We feel like that we could have done it, and we didn't get the job done. So we're really looking forward to having a shot at that this year.
You know, when I look at the personnel and all the experience back, and I'm just going to look at, we're just going to talk about offense here. You know, so much talent at running back, so much talent at receiver. Not that you call the plays or necessarily decide where the ball goes, but is it hard to keep everybody happy?
Absolutely. I mean, that's one of the cool things about our team. Everybody is kind of bought into the thing that it doesn't matter who gets the ball. We're all out there working as a unit. Because you know, we have so many weapons outside of receiver, and then like you said, we have a stable of running backs that all play. Very easily people could start to get mad or worried about their stats, but we haven't gotten like that. And I think we all have the common goal in mind of, you know, the end of the season goal, and just trying to take it week by week, keep working. So we haven't run into any issues with that yet.
You know, we kind of saw almost from the get-go with John Peduzzi last year the talent and big playability that he has. And as the season went along last year and starting with the St. Vincent game this year. Talk about the progress of Jacob McCosko, because between those two, you got to be loving that.
Oh yeah, those two, they're great to have on my side. I really love playing with them, and they're two of my best friends as well, so that helps everything. But like you said, last year we knew what we had with Peduzzi coming into the season. And we knew McCosko's talent. We just needed him to get rolling and get his feet underneath him. And he had a slow start to the year last year, but he picked it up right away once he kind of got accustomed to how things were going to work. And, you know, now having both of those two, people really got to worry about them. And we saw it in the Teal game. They had both of those two double covered the whole game. They were so worried about him, which opens up a lot of other things in the offense.
When I look at the guys in front of you, center, left guard, left tackle, familiar names and faces there. A little bit different on the right side. Talk about the guys. I don't want to necessarily say they're new because they've been around, but maybe new as starters. Just talk about, and it's been somewhat of a rotation between a number of players there. Talk about how that's working out. And do you even notice who's in the huddle or who's where?
Yeah, I mean, we notice for sure. Different guys can do different things better than others, obviously. That's why they like to rotate certain guys and just have them work together in different units, because they give, they give off different abilities. But, I mean, I think everyone's playing really well. I haven't been sacked yet so far. So, I mean, you make it through one game without a sack, that's amazing, let alone two to start the year. I mean, I think I only got hurried maybe one time, and that might have been my fault for sliding the protection the wrong way or something like that. So they've done a really great job. They make my life a lot easier having guys like that. And, you know, just the fact that we can have 7 to 8 guys that can play really helps you out. You know, if somebody gets a bum ankle or goes down with something real quick, we can shuffle guys around and have confidence in everybody across the board.
Just talk about Waynesburg defensively, what you've studied all week long, what you expect to see today.
Expect a lot of good individual talent. They have a couple returning players in the secondary and at linebacker. Their D-line plays hard. They like to throw a couple different mixtures in there. A lot of a 4-man front, but they'll throw in some 3-man front just to confuse you and play to a couple different things. One thing in particular, we're just looking to stay ahead of the chains, you know, get out of second and long, third and long circumstances, and just do what we can to stay ahead of the chains and keep moving forward.
All right, last question. Senior year, what happens after this year?
Oh, man. Well, hopefully we're playing football for a while. That's the goal. And then afterwards, I think I'm going to try and get into the coaching world. So wherever that may take me, I'm not quite sure yet. But just whatever I can do with that. I love the game of football, and I'm not ready to give it up yet. So.
All right, Jake, thanks for being with us. Yeah. Good luck today and throughout the season.
All right, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Jake Pugh, President's Quarterback. That will do it for President's Football Preview this afternoon. Getting close to kickoff, W&J in Waynesburg. We're back on WJPA right after this.
From opening night to Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans, don't miss a second of the NFL this season. Hi, this is Kurt Warner of Westwood One. Join our crew each week for the best in primetime NFL action. Monday night, Sunday night, and Thursday night football, plus marquee games on Thanksgiving, Black Friday, Christmas, and more. Westwood One is the exclusive radio home for every primetime and postseason game.
Right here on WJPA, AM 1450, your home for the NFL.
Here at John F. Wiley Stadium, our national anthem. And good afternoon from an absolutely gorgeous Saturday here in Greene County. WJPA Sports for 80 years, the radio home of WNJ football. And we appreciate having you all along with us. We do apologize that we were a little soft on the national anthem there with the Waynesburg band. Our apologies there, but great to have all you along. We're going to flip things around here just slightly in our pregame because of something that we're going to do at halftime, and I'll clue you into as to what that is. Many of you know that for many years WJPA Radio has had a partnership with Waynesburg University in terms of their communications department, sports announcing partners, and of course we've enjoyed the relationship we've had for many years with Landy Fratteri, who heads up the sports announcing aspects here at Waynesburg. Coming up at the half, as we try to do regularly when we come here to John F. Wiley Stadium, we'll have a chance to talk with Waynesburg University President Doug Lee, but that's coming up at the half. Normally, we would run down high school football from last night, so we're going to do that now. Cannon McMillan rallied from down 8 in the fourth, forcing overtime and getting a game-winning 32-yard field goal from Zach Bards in the extra session to beat Mount Lebanon 17-14. Bards kicked 27 and 26-yard field goals earlier in the game. Evan Morris scored the tying touchdown in the final quarter and caught the two-point pass play from Ty Jansma, who threw for over 200 yards in the win. The Big Macs second straight this year and second straight over the Blue Devils. Nolan DeLucia threw four touchdown passes, including a pair to Nick McCullough, as Peters Township rolled past West Allegheny 38-0. Lucas Rost and Lucas Schoenefeld caught the other TD passes for the defending 5A WPIL champions. Cole Newpaver added a scoring run, and Anthony Maiello booted a 29-yard Peters Township field goal. Other scores involving area teams in 3A Western Hills: McGuffey blanked by North Catholic 42-0. Charleroi led late, but Keystone Oaks scored to win the ball game, 14-7K over Charleroi. Washeye 41, Stow Rocks 16. In the 1A Black Hills Conference, Fort Cherry scored the last 28 points of the game to beat Manesson 35-14. Chartiers Houston jumped out 12-0 and had enough to beat Burgettstown 19-11. Game we had on WJPA FM last night: Bentworth beat Best Center 45-32. Bearcats scored three touchdowns in the final 25 seconds of the first half. California shut out Avella 40-0. Jeff Morgan 21, Carmichael 6. Was West Green 37, Mapletown 8. Non-conference action: Ringgold dropped its second in a row, losing to Southmoreland 32-15. Trinity, a game effort at the Bethel Park, but came up on the wrong end of a 49-7 score. Coming up later today, it's number 11 USC, number 18 Michigan, at a 3:30 broadcast start. And then tonight we have number 13 Kansas State at BYU. Steelers and Chargers tomorrow afternoon, airtime 12 o'clock. Kansas City at Atlanta for the Sunday night game. And Monday night football has Washington in Cincinnati. Three more Pirate broadcasts coming your way next week: Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then back for a week in high school football, our fourth week four games. It's actually the fifth week of the season. I won't even get into that. We'll have Best Center at Avella and Fort Cherry at Burgettstown before the Presidents next Saturday host Carnegie Mellon University. Our referee is Kenny Johnson. Evan Sargo is the umpire. Janice Worklin and Matthew Ridgeway working the line of scrimmage. Side judge is Brian Collette. Jim Phillips is the field judge. And the back judge is Jakin Wilkinson. Running the game clock will be Charles Sasser. And Isaac Babichuk will handle the play clock here this afternoon. Other action in the President's Athletic Conference today: one other afternoon game. Grove City is at St. Vincent. Case Western has a bye this week. Three night games in the league: Bethany at Carnegie Mellon, Westminster at Allegheny, and Teal at Reeves Field in Beaver Falls to take on Geneva. Coverage today brought to you by First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. By attorney John Patricic, nearly 30 years of experience gives your case the attention it deserves. And Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. W&J will receive the opening kickoff. The Presidents will go left to right across the Dow here in this first half. Glad to have you along, Jacob Knisner, our producer, in our downtown Washington studios. We've made some equipment adjustments, and we hope that is exciting for you as it is for us. We've tried to, at least for the time, park our previous connection methods and trying to bring you the best audio quality we can here on WJPA AM and online at WJPA.com. Ball is teed up. Drew Pinkerton set to kick it off, and he's going to send it deep. It's going to be Volpatti at the 9-yard line. Bring it between the numbers and the hash. Gets to the 30 and runs into resistance there and is going to be taken down right about that spot. Well, it looks like going to actually get credit out to the 31-yard line. W&J will take over with Jake Pugh at the quarterback spot. Pugh clean through his first 56 passes, no interceptions, 8 touchdowns. Motion to the near side, now resetting is Cernuto. Hand off to Kobe DeRosa, forward for 5-6. We'll call it 6, down at the 37-yard line.
Brought down by Kevin Willis and Jack Nagy.
DeRosa, 82 yards on his 15 carries this year, adds a 6 spot on that run. Second down and 4. It's going to be DeRosa again, squirming forward for 1. And that's going to be it. There is a flag down from the side judge on the W&J sideline. Defense. Yep, they played the play with 12. That's going to move the ball to the 42-yard line, and the Presidents will get a first down out of it. First flag of the game. It'll be DeRosa running. DeRosa trying to get wide, but is grabbed and stopped. I don't know that he was ever really taken down, but going to get credit for about 4. 3 straight DeRosa runs to open the game for the Presidents. Second and 6 at the 46. Pugh pulls it back, keeps it, now throws the ball deep. Man wide open behind the coverage. 20, 15, 10, 5. Peduzzi touchdown. Play fake to DeRosa, drew everybody in. The safety took a step forward, and that's all Peduzzi needed to get behind and haul in the 54-yard touchdown pass, the 9th scoring throw of the year for Jake Pugh, and for Peduzzi, his 3rd touchdown. Extra point attempt by Ricky Hunter. Snap, hold, or good. An area of improvement there on the snap, and the kick up and good. W&J needs less than a minute and a half. 13:36 to play. Opening quarter, W&J 7, Waynesburg nothing. Kickoff on the WJPA Sports Network when we come right back.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patricic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation. Go Presidents.
W&J, couple of first downs on the possession, one by penalty, one by the touchdown pass play to John Peduzzi, his 10th catch of the year, and as I mentioned, his 3rd touchdown of the season. Ricky Hunter with the PAT. And W&J in front 7-0. 13:36 to play first quarter. What, Liam Campbell to kick.
Number 37, Josh Jefferson.
Gamble able to kick the ball deep a year ago. The kick is away, and settling under it is Josh Jefferson at the 9-yard line. Up the hash marks patiently, crosses the 25, met at the at that point, and the Powell moves forward for the Yellow Jackets, and Jefferson going to get the ball out to about the 28-yard line. Waynesburg will start there, first and 10. Samuel Barber, a senior out of Johnstown, will quarterback. Zane Cauley, 30 carries on the year, 154 rushing, and one touchdown, will be the running back. Trips, bunch to the right side. Running play coming toward the WJ sideline and not getting started. Their helmet comes off. The ball carrier was Cauley, and now he's going to have to go off the field. Cauley gets no gain on the play and has to leave the field for at least a play.
No gain on the play. Second down and 10.
Second and 10 for the Yellow Jackets. And now Carson Shriver checks in, a sophomore just across the border into West Virginia from Clay Battelle. Second and 10 from the 28. Shriver gets the call, try to cut back, and he gets only to the line of scrimmage. I don't think he's going to get any forward progress whatsoever, and the ball down right at the 28, no gain. Shriver and Cauley running plays to start for no gain. Third down and 10. 7-0 Presidents, 12:30 to play in our opening quarter. W&J home next week to take on Carnegie Mellon University. The trips bunched out to the far side. Dagan Williams, the most forward of the three, he's up on the line of scrimmage. Stepping up, in pressure, stumbling, and going to get hit from behind. Going to turn it into a gain there. Samuel Barber stumbles forward, gets to the 30-yard line, a gain of 2, but it will bring up 4th down and 8. Punt formation for Landon Bradley. And if you're Cornelius Coleman, Bradley has seen too much action. 9 punts through the first 2 weeks for the Yellow Jackets. Anthony Rosati back deep to receive. 34.5 yards per kick, and this one's blocked right on the foot. Presidents block it, pick it up. And the recovery inside the 15, returned inside the 10. Paduzzi with the punt block and returned to the Waynesburg 9, make it the 8-yard line. So special teams again today with a big play for the Presidents. Now they put the ball back out to the 9-yard line. First and goal at the 9, already up 7-0, 11:22 to go first quarter. Pugh with DeRosa. Same alignment we've had in the backfield in terms of personnel. Now I fake the handoff, and Pugh keeps it himself. Works his way forward to about the 7, a gain of 2 for Pugh. Jake Pugh has not been tackled for loss yet this year. 7th carry, 37 yards and 0 yards lost for Pugh. No sacks, no running plays for negative yardage. 2nd and goal at the 7 after the block punt. Pugh looks to put it up, stands absolutely clean, no pressure whatsoever. Now forced to roll out, looking in the back of the end zone, throws the ball too tall, incomplete. Had Paduzzi coming across, tried to get the ball to Raymond Holmes. Had Paduzzi coming at the back line, and I don't think he ever saw Paduzzi coming. One of the things that know, at least so far, Waynesburg has not done much in terms of getting pressure. with their front line, and they do not blitz very often. Now third down and goal at the 7. Pugh, pass play to the left side, completed the 5 inside out move. McCosko grabbed high, gets to the end zone, touchdown. Got grabbed up around the shoulder pads, but spun around and ends up breaking the plane to get the touchdown. 7-yard TD pass. Score comes with 10:30 to play in the first half. WJ up 13-0 with a PAT due. Hunter to kick, little high snap, but okay, teed up, and the kick inside the left upright. WJ 14, Waynesburg nothing. Kickoff on the WJPA Sports Network when we come right back.
With school back in session, now's the perfect time to plan for the future. Open an Education Club savings account at First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County and let your future dreams start adding up. Plus, you may qualify for a scholarship upon high school graduation. Visit any First Federal branch or online at ffgc.bank for rules and scholarship eligibility. First Federal, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729. First Federal wishes all student athletes best of luck this season.
Seven-yard touchdown pass. WJ up 14-0. Now the TD grab for McCosko, his third of the year, and now 10 touchdown passes. And any word, we may have a... And we're going to restart this. Oh, man. Where's the ball? 13. And our apologies, technical issue here, and we will try to avoid that at all costs the rest of the way. W&J with the touchdown pass after the block punt. Running play for the Yellow Jackets gets them out of a hole out to the 35-yard line. First and 10. And Cawley fumbles the football, and the Presidents have the recovery. No signal yet. And it looks like referee Kenny Johnson is going to wind the clock, which would mean it is Waynesburg football. Dagan Williams got on the loose ball. Now on the play, Cawley picks up a yard. Second and 9, but again, Williams on the fumble recovery. Cawley 22 and then 1. Second down. Play fake to Cawley. Roll out. Dump off. Pass is caught on the far side. And the play up for a first down out to the 46-yard line. And a completion. Sakai Miles with the grab. A couple of first downs for Waynesburg on this possession. Ball out to the 46-yard line. 10-yard pickup. Barber, who threw for just 111 yards coming in. Miles makes his second catch. Cawley strung out, and if he got back to the line of scrimmage, it will be just back to the line, and doesn't look like he's going to get credit for that much. Cawley loses a yard. Second down and 11, and again, our apologies about the tech issues. I do believe I have solved what they are, but we will do our best to try to keep it that way. Running back is Shriver. Barber shows there, throws into the secondary, pass complete inside the president's 35-yard line, tackle made. It's going to be a first down for Isaac Trout, the Jackets' leading receiver. Ball at the WJ 32, second play of the series for 20 yards or more. Trout's ninth catch of the season. Just a couple of throws so far for Samuel Barber, but open receivers both times. First and 10 at the WJ 32-yard line. Barber handoff. Cawley made a man miss in the backfield. Got five, got seven, maybe almost eight. Tackled at the WJ 25 will be the official spot. 7 yards for Cawley. Second and short for the 0-2 Yellow Jackets. Carnegie Mellon, Case Western, W&J all 2-0 in the league. Grove City and Westminster both 1-0. Allegheny St. Vincent both 1-1. And four schools at 0-2. Cawley again made a man miss at the line of scrimmage and is going to get the first down. Goes down, looks to be spotted down at the 22, and they will indicate first down. Cawley got three and a little extra on that carry. Well, Waynesburg on the move. This drive has covered 65 yards in seven plays so far. All right, 32 yards of that on the ground. First and 10, play fake. Barber hit, in trouble, and throws the ball away. It's going to be incomplete. Got the ball into the area of Sakai Miles. And good job there by Barber to get the ball out of his hands. Barber 2-for-3 passing at the moment. And thanks to our studio producer, Jacob Knisner, for keeping us abreast of those issues. We certainly appreciate that. Working on the roof in the sun here, and now skies are clouded up once again. Second and 10, Cawley takes the handoff, trying to run the right side. Got to about the 20, but grabbed around the legs and pulled back. Cawley gets two. It's third and 8. It's third down and 8 at the 20. 14-0, WJ leading. Waynesburg has taken this clock down 5.5 minutes on this possession that started back at their own 13 after an illegal block penalty on the kick return. Tyler Richmond wide to the right, Carmichael's product. Barber from the shotgun surveys the field, dumps the ball off to the right. Nice outside in move and going to lead to a first down on that catch. And it is Richmond with the grab. And Richmond on 3rd and 8 gets the ball to the president's 11-yard line, picked up 9. That's 5 first downs on this possession. W&J only gave up 4 first downs the entire game a week ago. Richmond's 4th catch of the year. Good start for Samuel Barber. I have 3 of 4. Colley trying to run wide, gets inside the 10, taken down near the 7. Maybe get credit to the 6, 5 yards on first down, in tight. 2nd and 5 at the 6. Colley with 39 yards on this possession and survived his own fumble. Fumble recovered by Williams on the second play of the possession. 2nd and 5 at the W&J 6. It's Colley again. Nice cutback. Gets it inside the 5 and down at about the 3. 3 yards on that carry. Nice methodical drive for the Yellow Jackets. 3rd down and 2 at the 3-yard line. Now 3 minutes and counting remaining here in this first quarter. W&J with a quick offensive score. 3 plays, 69 yards. Then blocked the Waynesburg punt and scored 3 plays later to go up 14-0. Not 4 minutes into the game, but it's been Waynesburg's ball ever since. Colley took the handoff, tried to change directions, didn't get up into the hole, and he's taken down at the line of scrimmage. Avery Keith on the stop. And now Waynesburg with a 4th and 2 at the W&J 3-yard line. The Jackets will go for it. Good mix of run and pass on this possession. Long time in the huddle, but plenty on the play clock. Now down to 12 as the Jackets get to the line of scrimmage. Now they flip-flop their slots. Williams and Miles now to the right side. 4th and 2 at the 3. Pump fake by Barber, and he's going to be sacked, and the ball will go over on downs. Yellow Jackets knock on the door, and the presidents may have opened it a little bit and then slammed it right in the face of Waynesburg on the sack, and the ball will go over on downs. Looks like they're going to spot it at the 10-yard line where W&J will take over 1st and 10. 1:51 to play. So 77 yards for the Yellow Jackets. They run 14 plays, but they come away empty-handed. 14-0 President's lead. From the 10, Pugh shows handoff, rolls out, dumps it, cutting into the middle of the field. Pass is caught up over the 20, the 25. It's Peduzzi for a President's first down. Ball out to the 26-yard line. 16 yards on the pickup. Pugh looks a couple of times. McCosco has to go to the turf, but makes the catch at the 31. 5 yards on that pass play. That gasp was me nearly dropping all of my papers down onto the grandstand below us. Fortunately able to keep that from going all the way on top of people. Pugh, a rollout to the right. Pass is caught. Completion out to about the 44. Rizzotti with the grab. And a Waynesburg player shaking up the spin move, and that may be an ankle roll right there. 13 on the pass play to Rizzotti. 4 first downs for the Presidents. And again, that completion to Rosati, good for 13. So Pugh with 95 passing yards. 5 of 6 to start the ball game. 16-5 and 13 on this possession. Catch number 5 on the year for Anthony Rosati. 40 seconds to play in our opening quarter. WJ with the quick start. 2 scores in the game's first 4 minutes. But then Waynesburg just chewed the clock up. Went from their own 13 to the President's 10, where they gave it up on downs on the sack. Well, more than 8.5 minutes off the clock on that Waynesburg possession. But unable to get anything. Waynesburg player shaken up. Tyler Primrose gets to his feet. Check that. Alex Paulson gets to his feet and gets to the sideline. WJ with the ball out at the 44-yard line, their own 44. Pugh and DeRosa have been the duo in the backfield the entire game. Split end and 2 flankers set to the near side. Ball at the far hash mark. First and 10 from the 44. Eligible receivers all looking to the sideline. Now with that, the tight slot will take a half step back. Pugh claps for the snap. Shows to DeRosa. Stands in a clean pocket. The deep ball looking for McCosko. A little hand fighting. Ball thrown inside. McCosko does a nice job to keep that from being picked off. Broken up by Raymond Davis III. There is a flag down in the W&J backfield. And question is, did Pugh get hit after the fact? And it is going to be unnecessary roughness on John Stewart. Now that'll move the ball. Should go to the 41-yard line. And a first down for the Presidents. 3 penalties on Waynesburg now.
Ball's placed at the Waynesburg 41.
One of each. 5, 10, and 15-yard fouls. The ball at the Waynesburg 41-yard line now. Volpatti in the game. Fake to Volpatti and the pass broken off and intercepted. That pass went right to Raymond Davis. He's coming down the near sideline and is dragged out of bounds. That pass from Pugh went right to Davis McCosko broke the route off, and that pass went inside of him, and it went right to Davis. McCosko having a conversation briefly with coaches on the sideline, trying to understand what went wrong there. First interception thrown this year for Jake Pugh. Pass play before McCosko had to break it up, as it turned out a penalty there, but we have gotten to the end of the first quarter. W&J 14, Waynesburg nothing, but the Yellow Jackets set up at the President's 19-yard line when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
With school back in session, now's the perfect time to plan for the future. Open an Education Club savings account at First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County and let your future dreams start adding up. Plus, you may qualify for a scholarship upon high school graduation. Visit any First Federal branch or online at ffgc.bank for rules and scholarship eligibility. First Federal, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS 458-729. First Federal wishes all student athletes best of luck this season.
Rich Eisen here from Monday Night Football on Westwood One. Join us all season long as we get you ready for primetime NFL action every Monday night. Along with Kevin Harlan, Hall of Fame quarterback Kurt Warner, and the entire Westwood One team, will take you inside the locker rooms and the stadiums for exclusive previews and all the play-by-play action. Every week on Monday Night Football.
Right here on WJPA AM 1450, your home for the NFL.
Unofficially, total offense through one quarter, WNJ 107, Waynesburg 78. But turnover there, flag down at the snap, pass play complete, 15, 10, 5, and fighting his way, going to be knocked out of bounds. It's Isaac Trout with the catch, but there is a flag down right at the snap of the football. The president's defenders are pointing that it is going to be, and that is not the case. It is offside on WNJ. So Trout with the catch gets to the one. First and goal for the Yellow Jackets. 18 yards on this pass play. Trout's second catch of the day. Cauley and Barber. Cauley gets the handoff. Flag down at the snap, and the president's defensive line may have jumped into the neutral zone. Cauley is tackled well shy of the line of scrimmage. WNJ offside again. Avery Keith into the neutral zone. Basically a half yard on the penalty. About the length of the football shy of the goal line. Shriver, the running back. Tight end and wing to the left. Shriver gets the handoff and he walks into the end zone. Contacted 4 yards deep. Touchdown Shriver. His first of the year. And the Yellow Jackets convert the interception in less than a minute. A 14:06 to play, second quarter. WNJ 14, Waynesburg 6 with the PAT due. Pinkerton to kick, chips it up over the rush. And pushes it wide right. And now a flag flies after the play. Now, sort the penalty out. Maybe in a little conversation after the play. And a foul is on WNJ. That's another foul called on Alex Keith, his second. A personal foul. Unsportsmanlike conduct on Keith will be enforced on the kickoff. A 14:06 to play in our opening half. 14-6 now in favor of WNJ. Presidents will receive this kickoff, but it's going to come at the midfield stripe.
Your attention, please. We're the owner of a Silver Infinity license plate, LTC 3514. It belongs to Caroline Fleming. Again, Silver Infinity license plate, LTC 3514.
Waynesburg will
please move your car at this time.
Kick off from the midfield line. Now, if you're Waynesburg, you do not want to kick this ball deep because the presidents could take the touchback and end up having that penalty have no impact whatsoever. It's going to be a line drive, going to get on the ground and bounce into the end zone. Good work there by Volpatti. Made sure that the kick was going to go to the end zone and then did not get a hand on it. So the touchback nullifies really the penalty. It does eliminate an opportunity for a run back, but the presidents will be satisfied with that outcome. And so the WNJ offense back on the field. Last two passes thrown by Jake Pugh. One was nearly picked off, and McCosco broke that up. The next one was picked off and returned to the WNJ 19, setting the Yellow Jackets up for their first score of the day. 14-6, WNJ leads. Volpatti now behind Pugh. Trip receivers to the right. Tight end Raymond Holmes set to the left side. nearest of the three to the one side comes in motion. Handoff. Volpatti works it quickly up over the 30 to the 32. 7 yards on first down for Volpatti, the junior out of Bethel Park. First carry of the day for Volpatti. Second, we'll call it three from the 32. Pugh hands to Volpatti. He bounces outside, got off a first contact, crosses the 35 to the 36, picks up four, and another WNJ first down.
It's enough for a President's first down.
4 yards on that run, so 11 on back the two carries combined. McCosco wide to the right. Two tight slots, and now Cernuto motions out a little wider. And joining him now is Holmes. Dump it off on the screen. Volpatti put a foot in the ground, trying to go wide right, steps out of a tackle, gets a block, 40, 45, and out of bounds over on the far sideline. And now a flag comes from the referee, Kenny Johnson, way late. Blindside block. That flag had to come in there about 5 seconds after the block in question happened. And I'm not going to dispute. And now another flag flies. And McCosco now flagged for unsportsmanlike conduct. So that's the second unsportsmanlike penalty on the Presidents. They're going to mark off two fouls here. First, a blindside block. Now, sorting out where they're going to mark the blindside block off from. That's going to... And now we're going to go back out to the 24, and then I think ultimately take it to the 12.
The ball is placed at the 12-yard line.
Well, the Presidents will get the down back.
34 yards to go.
WJ has to get to the out to about the 46-yard line. First and 10. Pugh to put it up. Deep ball, far side, just led McCosco too far, incomplete. Well, McCosco's chirping after the blindside block penalty put the Presidents back in that hole 12 yards further.
Second down and forever.
And Jake Pugh tried to use McCosco to dig right out of it. Second down and 34 for the red and black. Play fake. Pugh stands clean. Cross the middle. Has Rosati open. He'll make the catch going to the ground out around the 37-yard line. That'll bring up third down and 9. Much more manageable.
It's third.
25 on that pass play. Pugh steps, throws to the right. Ball is caught by McCosco, looking for contact and tries to run the defender over. And gets to the first down. They get up from second and 24. And McCosco at the 36-yard line, or 46-yard line, excuse me, 17 on that reception. A whole jumble of players all together over on the far sideline. And this completion again to McCosco in traffic, and a Waynesburg player is down, shaken up. It's like they're going to pick up about 2 yards on that second completion to McCosco. And a break in the action while they attend to the injured player.
Please reset the game clock. 1:48.
Put 7 seconds back on a game clock. 11:48. Kept running after the stoppage.
Please set the game clock 11:50.
And now they say 11:50. A couple of catches there for McCosco, 17 and 2 yards. Jake Pugh, I believe 8 of 10. We'll run those numbers here. And it's going to be off by one, but still dealing with the injured Waynesburg player. Eight of 11 to be corrected. One interception, two touchdowns, 139 yards. Good to have you along on WJPA AM in Washington. For more than 80 years, the home of W&J football. Now, President's ball, second and eight at the Waynesburg 44. Again, 11:50 on the game clock.
Second down and eight.
Owen Patricic now in the backfield. Cernuto and Holmes in those tight slots. Patricic gets the call, busts it up the middle, 40, 35, 30, and dragged down at about the 28-yard line.
And up goes number 22, Owen Patricic.
And again, action whistled for a stop. Defensive player loses his hat.
Patricic picks up another.
And Jamel Cypress will have to go out. Carry to the 27, 17 yards for Patricic. First carry of the day for the Bentworth product. He'll get another one right away. Patiently inside the 25, down to the 24, maybe the 23. Yep, he'll put it at the 23, 4 yards on that run. Eight plays for the Presidents, overcoming that double penalty there after picked up their first down. Called for blindside block and unsportsmanlike. Pass to the end zone. Paduzzi makes the grab. Going to be a touchdown. Just let it settle in over his shoulders. Got his feet down with a ball in possession. 23-yard TD pass. Pew to Paduzzi. And the Presidents answer the Waynesburg score. It's now 20-6. Third TD pass of the day for Jake Pew. And now Devin Wyant on to attempt the PAT. Little pressure at all. And the kick by Wyant up and good. Actually hit the flagpole.
Like
10:38 to play, first half. W&J 21, Waynesburg 6. Kickoff on the WJPA Sports Network when we come back.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
W&J up 21-6 now with 10:38 to play in our first half. Just a reminder, coming up at intermission, an opportunity to chat with Waynesburg University President Doug Lee. Going to be here next week, actually going to be on campus on Wednesday for a career fair, an opportunity to talk to both communication and business students, and then spend some time in the afternoon in Lanny Fratteri's sports broadcasting class. Campbell to kick it off, and a fair catch is called for. Ball not caught, but it finds its way into the end zone anyway. That line drive kick, Josh Jefferson said, I'm going to fair catch this. And didn't have to do so, so the touchback will bring it out to the 25, where Waynesburg will start first and 10. Good offensive possession on their second ownership. But the drive stalled out after 14 plays, and they got nothing. And then a couple of plays after an interception return, by Raymond Davis, and the Jackets got on the board. Now taking over at their own 25. Barber, hands to Cauley, got off first contact and is spun down after a gain of just a yard. Keith with the tackle. Avery Keith has been guilty of a couple of penalties already. One of them unsportsmanlike, so he's going to have to keep it buttoned the rest of the way. Same thing for Jacob McCosco, also called for an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. Second down and 9. Waynesburg at the 26-yard line. Play fake. Barber in trouble. Hit once, hit twice, and Keith will take him down. Kadosh Harris, the first guy there, and then Keith there to finish it. Second sack of the game for the Presidents. A loss of 7 back to the 19. Barber now with minus 12 yards net rushing on three carries. One was a run that he got hit and stumbled forward, and then twice sacked for losses of 7 yards. Third down and long, and running play goes nowhere. Cauley, the ball carrier, and he's ridden down at the 19-yard line. So three plays, a net of minus 6, and Waynesburg's punt unit comes on. Cauley, a dozen carries for 43 yards. Rosati to receive. Landon Bradley to punt. First punt of the game was blocked, setting the Presidents up for their second touchdown. Rosati standing in his own 45. Rollout and a wobbly short kick going out of bounds right at the 37-yard line. Great field position for the Presidents. That kick went all of 17 yards. That would have just been enough for a first down if that was a scrimmage play, but the punt out of bounds at the 36. So W&J with a short field. 8:29 to play, second quarter. Leading 21-6. A punt block, and then this time Bradley had time, and he gets off as the shank 17-yarder. McCosco and Peduzzi, twins to the right. Tight end Holmes set to the left side. Zach Cernuto set up in a little bit of a flex position between the tackle and the tight end. And now W&J is going to use a timeout. 8:29 to play second quarter. W&J up 21-6. We'll see what happens on this first down play when we come back in just a minute here on the WJPA Sports Network.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patricic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation. Go Presidents.
W&J's first timeout comes ahead of their first down play. First and 10 at the 36 once they come back out. 8:29 to play in our first half. Presidents of short possessions finally did go 9 plays on their last possession, having to overcome those 2 penalties on the 1 snap. First and 10 from the 36. Patricic spins inside the 30, down inside the 25, and Owen Patricic moves the sticks. And that is just what Patricic has done when given the opportunity. 11 yards on this carry. Take it running left, looking for the seam, then directs traffic in front. That time That traffic got him slowed down a little bit, but he'll still pick up 4 yards. Ball to the 21.
Gain of 4. Second down and 6.
Second and 6 for the Presidents. Game clock down to 7:40 left here in the second quarter. Ball at the near hash mark. Cernuto motions to Tripp's right. Pugh, pass down around the 10-yard line. A fingertip grab, no, going to be ruled incomplete. McCosco tried to pick it before it got to the turf and apparently did not. Incomplete pass. Jake Pugh now 9 of 13, 1 interception, 3 touchdowns, 162 yards through the air. The Presidents now face 3rd down and 6, late substitution, bring Kobe DeRosa back in the game. Tight end in a slot, each way, or a wide receiver in a slot. Pugh dumps the ball off DeRosa, 15, 10, got a block, and runs the sideline for the touchdown. Peduzzi with the block at the 11-yard line to get him clear to the sideline, and DeRosa takes it to the house. WJ up 27-6 with the PAT coming. 4 TD pass of the half for Jacob Pugh. Devin Wyant to kick. DeRosa's second TD catch of the year, his 5th catch overall. He goes over 100 receiving yards. Wyant's kick up and good. 7:21 to play. Second quarter, WJ 28, Waynesburg 6. Kickoff on WJPA Sports Network when we come back in just a moment.
Don't fall behind on your home improvement projects. Let First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County help you with the heavy lifting before winter. First Federal gives you all the tools you need with FHA Title I home improvement, home equity, construction, and owner-builder loans. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Apply in person or anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458-729.
This is Kevin Harlan from Monday Night Football on Westwood One. We'll have great matchups all season long on the road to the playoffs and Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans. Join Hall of Fame quarterback Kurt Warner and me for one of the NFL's great traditions, Monday Night Football on Westwood One.
Right here on WJPA AM 1450, your home for the NFL.
Steeler football coming your way tomorrow, airtime 12 noon as the Steelers and Chargers square off. You know, if it wasn't for the TV timeouts, that game could probably go in about 2 hours and 15 minutes with what is expected to be the case. We'll have to see how that all works out. Campbell kicks off, fair catch indicated, and the ball bounces at the 1 and on into the end zone. Once again, Josh Jefferson signaling for the fair catch. Liam Campbell has become quite a weapon on the President's special teams, those kicks finding their way either in or just shy of the end zone. Look back a week ago, great coverage by the Presidents on the first half kickoffs, and then Teal raised the white flag or the fair catch sign, whichever way you want to look at that. They wanted nothing to do with returning second half kicks last week. Waynesburg first and 10 at its own 25-yard line. Barber hands the ball off to Shriver, and he won't get back to the line of scrimmage. Tackle for loss. Shriver's second carry of the day. The other one is the only score so far for Waynesburg. Oh, I mentioned 25-yard line. Waynesburg possessions today, 28-13. The WJ 19-yard line after the interception returned by Davis. And now back-to-back possessions starting at their own 25. Very welcome, comfortable breeze blowing through, but it is because of the dark clouds that have moved over John F. Wiley Stadium. Second and 11. Barber getting late pressure. Passes out complete across the 30 to the 32-yard line. It is Trout on the grab going to the ground. get out to the 32, so a gain of 8. Third and 3 now. Third catch of the game for Trout, averaging 16 yards a catch. Have to get the nose of the ball to the 35-yard line. 6 minutes to play, second quarter, 28-6 Presidents. Empty backfield now, twins left, twins right, and a protector standing. Now releases, pass near side, is caught, 40, 45, up the near sideline, and finally pushed to the boundary. Nahimi Mark out of Arcadia, Florida, and Mark moves the sticks. Well, loss on first down, but able to overcome that. Going to bring the ball to the President's 44. That's a 24-yard completion and run. 91 yards on 6 completions for Barber. A catch for Mark, his 5th of the year. 24 yards on this pickup. First and 10. Trips bunch to the left side. They roll out one of them. And now Barber, stiff arm to stay alive, dumps the ball off. It is caught on the sideline, but out of bounds. Brandon Brown breaking on the football, looking for his 2nd interception of the year, but was out of bounds when he touched the ball. I have Barber 6 of 8 passing for 91 yards. Second down and 10 at the President's 44. Clock stop with the incompletion. Barber hands off. Colley trying to get wide. Now looking for anywhere to turn it upfield. And we'll do a nice job to get something out of that. Looks like he's going to get credit for 3 to the 41. I don't think this sign wants to stay up there, does it? This breeze is being a little crazy. It's nice when the sun shines to be able to have that little shade piece, but I don't think that's going to last. We'll do this one more time, and then we'll just take it down. Third down and 7 at the WJ 41-yard line. Single back, stays home to protect. Pass to the left side, dump off is complete. Looks like Miles, the recipient. Check that. Tyler Richmond on the grab. He gets to the President's 32, a 9-yard completion and a first down. 8 first downs here in the first half. That is twice what the President's gave up a week ago in the entire game at Teal. 100 yards passing for Barber, second catch of the game for Richmond, both good for 9 yards. First and 10 at the WJ 32. Barber, little almost shot put pass.
Barber's pass complete to Mark.
It is Mark on the catch. Short grab there. The ball to the 25, 7 yards on that short pass play. Just really caught the ball or on the snap and threw it right away. Almost shot, put it to Mark. Game clock down to about 3:10 before the Yellow Jackets will snap it. 28-6, Presidents with the lead. WJ had the ball on the opening kickoff, so Waynesburg will get it to start the second half. Colley on the carry, got off first contact, gets to the 20 and picks up another first down. 5-yard run for Colley. 51 yards on his 14 carries. Waynesburg player shaken up. Again, other action in the league today. In addition to our afternoon game, Grove City is at St. Vincent. 3 night games in the conference. Bethany at Carnegie Mellon, Westminster at Allegheny, and Teal at Geneva. 2:51 to play in our first half. And, of course, now that we take the sign down and put it away, now the drizzle starts. Has to be. That may be Colley, the injured player for Waynesburg. Starts to run off the field, gets almost all the way across, and then all of a sudden starts walking again. He was running nicely. The mentioned earlier that nice, comfortable, welcome breeze, but the dark clouds have moved over. They do say that there's a chance of precipitation through mid-afternoon, so we'll see what happens. Shriver now with Barber in the backfield. First and 10 at the WJ 20-yard line. Shriver took the handoff, got hit, stood straight up, keeps chugging forward, and is going to do well to pick up a yard on the run. Keith got a hold and would not let go. I have Carson Shriver, the sophomore out of Clay Battelle, for 1 yard on four carries. In runs of zero, one for a touchdown, minus one, and now one. So that all nets out to 1 yard on four carries. Colley back in the game. And a play whistled down. Down marker says three, but it should be two. It should be second down, and that's why the stoppage. The down marker at the 19. And now they are going to go ahead and use a timeout.
WCTV is the official television station for Waynesburg University.
And did not get an indication there from referee Kenny Jackson who the timeout was charged on. Headlinesman Janice Workland saw that the down marker was wrong. He's working the W&J sideline here in the first half. Looking across the field, he saw that the down marker said three, should have said two. And then referee Kenny Johnson stopped the action but never did indicate which way the timeout was charged. Maybe somebody here in the box got that indication. Oh, that's the thing I forget. We have a two-minute timeout. It's not a two-minute warning in college. It's a two-minute timeout. That's why we stopped here. My apologies. That's on the radio guy, not on the referee, for failing to indicate. It was my failure to recognize where we're at. Two-minute timeout. So it's second down and nine for Waynesburg. And just look at this, where are we at right now? 28-6 WJ leads. Waynesburg gets a score here. They get the ball to start the second half. If they go in and get a score, all of a sudden it's a one-play game. Certainly not a circumstance WJ would be all that thrilled with, but that is the look at the moment. Waynesburg has 107 yards passing, 40 yards rushing, 147. WJ 183 through the air, 59 on the ground. Barber to put it up across the middle, passes caught at the 17. Tackle made back at about the 20, but the completion is going to be credited to the 16-yard line. Gain of three. Trout on the grab.
Third out at six.
Well, now third and six at the 16. Fourth catch of the afternoon for Trout. And his catches have gone for shorter and shorter distances, fewer and fewer yards, 22, 18, 8, and now three on his four catches. Now a stoppage, and looks like Waynesburg will use a timeout. And no, actually, the line judge on the far side, Matthew Ridgway, saw lightning, and not surprised as you look back over the hillside to the west. Skies are dark, and the officials have stopped play. for a lightning delay that will be of 30 minutes delay. That is by safety rules. Keep it here for just a moment, but alert our producer that we are going to be sending things back to our downtown studio shortly after 2 o'clock here on WJPA AM in Washington, online at WJPA.com. We are in a lightning delay late first half, 28-6, Washington and Jefferson leading Waynesburg. And now you may hear the thunder rumbling around us, and so teams are heading for the locker room. Coaches from the top level here are going to make their way that direction as well. So be interesting to see how the officials handle this. They may take this time-wise as, obviously we're going to be 30 minutes, but, you know, we're a minute and 22 seconds away from halftime, so there is some flexibility there on how to handle that. You know, you come back out, you play the minute 22, send both teams to their sidelines for a couple of minutes, and then you go right back at it and play the second half. So we'll see what the intentions are there. But at this point, we're going to send it back to our downtown Washington studios. Jacob will keep you posted as we move through. But for the moment, here at lightning delay called at, 2:04, the start of that. And so it will be at least 2:34 before we can play. And should there be other sightings of lightning, it will restart that 30-minute clock. We're at not quite the half. 1:22 to play second quarter. WNJ 28, Waynesburg 6 in a lightning delay here at John F. Wiley Stadium in Waynesburg. And now send it back to our downtown studios here on WJPA AM in Washington. Welcome back to John F. Wiley Stadium here this afternoon. We're going to go at this one more time and see if we can't get to a conclusion in today's W&J Waynesburg PAC football game. Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Gregg. It's great to have you back with us here. Been here since our pregame started at 12:30. We kicked off right around the 1 o'clock hour, and then we got some lightning with a minute 22 to play in the first half. That was about 2.5 hours ago now, 2 hours and 20 minutes, actually. 2:05 was the first flash of lightning spotted by linesman Matt Ridgway. Cleared the field. We have been ready to come back out on the field twice previously, and other rumbles of thunder, etc., kept us from doing that, but now we have brilliant sunshine, and hopefully all of the rumbling activity is going to stay north and east of us here in Waynesburg. Here's the situation we're in right now. W&J leads 28-6. President scored 2 touchdowns in the first 4 minutes. Waynesburg put together a lengthy drive of about 8 minutes, took up 14 plays, but stalled out on a sack on fourth down at their W&J 10-yard line. Presidents then turned the ball over, first interception of the season thrown by Jake Pugh. Waynesburg cashed that in a couple of plays later with a touchdown run for Carson Shriver. Extra point, though, was wide right. W&J answered with a 75-yard, 9-play drive as Pugh hit Peduzzi for 23 yards in the touchdown. Extra point made it 21-6, 3 plays and a punt for Waynesburg. W&J, after the very short punt, wobbled out of bounds. W&J took over at the Waynesburg 36. Kobe DeRosa catching a 21-yard little swing pass to the near sideline and tiptoeing down the sideline for the touchdown. The extra point made it 28-6. But Waynesburg then proceeded to march. 2 straight third down conversions. They got another first down at the W&J 20. Ran Shriver for a yard, a 3-yard pass to Trout. And that's when the lightning happened, some 2 hours and 22 minutes ago. Both teams are out on the field right now, loosening up to prepare. And again, with only 82 seconds to go to halftime, we're going to have a very abbreviated halftime because the teams have already gone over all those things that they would normally deal with in the locker room during the weather delay. So we will have an abbreviated halftime. We are hopeful, as I mentioned a couple of hours ago, that we will be able to have Waynesburg University President Doug Lee join us for a few minutes. As soon as the half ends, the president has another meeting on campus and has waited around, and he has been the servant leader delivering water and snacks to the those of us in the media who have been stuck here on the roof in the under the tent trying to stay dry and out of harm's way with the lightning, and certainly appreciate his efforts to do that. We are just moments away from getting back into action, and we do owe our friends at Slovenian Savings and Loan a break, so we'll go ahead and grab that now and hopefully be ready to play football when we come right back here on the WJPA Sports Network.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Oh, to have the paper towel concession for the bleachers, because you could have made a fortune here this afternoon just by selling those little paper towels to wipe off the seats, now getting wiped off for probably the third time since that 2:05 lightning flash when the bleachers had to be cleared. Then we got rain, then we went back out into the seats, some people did, and then we got rain and more lightning and clear the bleachers again, et cetera, et cetera. And now those who have stuck around here around John F. Wiley Stadium are now making their way back to their seats and wiping things off and enjoying that. Teams are gathering around their head coaches, Mike Sirianni in his 22nd year, Cornelius Coleman in year 3 here at Waynesburg. Again, when the teams get back to playing, and that is under the direction of Kenny Johnson, the referee, we're going to go to the W&J 16-yard line. Waynesburg will have the ball there, third down and 6 at the 16, about to snap it for the 11th time on their possession. You want to talk about a long possession. Upcoming play 11. Game time, they've taken 6 minutes off the clock on the possession and 2 hours and 25 minutes now. It's when you calculate all that in, that has to be the longest possession, other than maybe a game that's delayed a whole day from suspended from one day to the next. We're certainly hopeful of not running into any of that here today, but it's a lengthy possession for the Yellow Jackets. Both teams, though, should be well rested, both offensively and defensively, and we'll get a chance to see how all that's going to work out. Trying to make a little room for the W&J guys here. Not a whole lot of space here on the roof with probably 25 people working up here this afternoon now. Again, a nice, comfortable breeze. I mentioned that earlier about the time it started to blow the heavy cloud cover in, and that led to all of the lightning flashing and thunder rumbling. Umpire Evan Sargo has put the ball on the near hash at the 16-yard line, so we are that close to resuming action. W&J defense gathering around there and getting set to take the field. And the Waynesburg offense gathering on their sideline, ready to run 40 yards to the near hash mark to get set and ready to go. Appreciate your patience. Glad to have you along. Jacob Knisner, our producer in our downtown Washington studios. Jacob, just think, this could be 2 weeks from now. Of course, you wouldn't be bothered by that, but best wishes to Jacob and his fiance to be married in a couple of weeks. And once again, referee Kenny Johnson He looks like he's ready to go. Stick crew is making their way across the way. And as soon as they're ready to go, I think referee Johnson will couple of short, quick beeps on the whistle and summon both teams out to the playing surface. President's first two touchdowns came very quickly. First one, a 54-yard pass to Peduzzi. A couple of running plays started things off for Kobe DeRosa, and then Peduzzi on a play fake got wide open, hauled it in, and took it the house. Extra point kick was good. Presence then blocked the Waynesburg punt after three runs netted 2 yards. WJ took over at the Waynesburg 2, and on third and goal from the, I'm sorry, at the Waynesburg 9, and at third and goal at the 7. Now, Jacob McCosco was found by Pugh for a 7-yard touchdown, and just that quickly, WJ had a 14-0 lead. That second score coming at 11:22 to play in the first quarter. So we had not played. We had not at that point played 4 minutes.
Waynesburg has the ball, third down and 6.
And now ready to go. Waynesburg, third and 6 at the WNJ 16. So 2 hours and 31 minutes of weather delay. Pass, Barber looking at things over, and he is sacked. Back out at the 23-yard line, third sack for the Presidents this afternoon. Boy, and on third down, it's just a play you can't make. You can't take that sack. Loss of 6. And now the field goal unit will come out. And W&J will use its second timeout to try to preserve some time, hoping to get the ball back. 54.4 seconds to go here in our first half.
Along with interviews and stories from today's game in this week's edition of the Yellow Jacket. Game stories, recaps, stats, and more can be found on theyellowjacket.org.
The official line of scrimmage is the 22, so the sack loss for 6.
Please reset the game clock to 56. 56 seconds.
56 seconds is what they're going to put on the clock, so the timeout there. So you do the math, you add 17 to the line of scrimmage. That gives you a 39-yard field goal attempt, or at least that's what we will look at the moment. Drew Pinkerton, 1-for-1 on field goals this year, only one kick, and that was from 21 yards out.
Number 38, Drew Pinkerton. On to attempt the field goal.
Pinkerton now to attempt a 39-yard field goal.
39-yard attempt.
Thomas Burke, the backup quarterback, is the holder. Ball at the near hash mark for the right-footed kicker. Burke snap a little behind him, tees it up. The kick has the length, and it splits the uprights.
Pinkerton's field goal is good.
Pinkerton, 39-yard field goal.
39 for 3.
Waynesburg, 75-yard drive with the field goal. It actually stalls out at the 22, so they move the ball 53 yards, add the 39-yard field goal. 28-9 now as the teams come back up the field. 51.4 seconds to play here in this first half. And again, we will have a very abbreviated halftime here in Waynesburg because of the 2 hour and 31 minute weather delay. Now we'll get a couple of minutes, and Doug Lee is here with us, and I'll be able to get Doug on with us here in just a moment. 51 seconds, actually. I don't know. I guess that's the difference between a minute and a moment, is that this is 51 seconds, and that's a moment. It's not a minute, but.
Back to DeRosa and Volpatti.
Volpatti and DeRosa back to receive the kickoff. Presidents with now one timeout remaining. Run up and the kick. Going to sail down the numbers and actually go out of bounds.
Kick goes out of bounds. Flag on the play.
No time off the clock, and the Presidents are going to get great field position with that. A huge mistake there by the Waynesburg special teams. Already had one One kick blocked, a punt blocked early in the game. Presidents will take over at the 35 with 51 seconds and a timeout. Obviously able to work the sidelines with this pass game. Jacob Pugh has thrown his season's first interception, the senior quarterback out of Thomas Jefferson. Has thrown 71 passes this year with just one pick. First and 10, single back with Pugh, trips near side. Pugh looks down the middle of the field, has Rosati. Pass complete out to the 49-yard line. That's a Pugh first down.
Pass is complete to number 7, Anthony Rosati. First down, Presidents.
First and 10, pass to the near side. Paduzzi makes the catch at the 45, trying to get to the sideline. He won't. Gets knocked backwards from the 41-yard line, and now the clock will stop.
Drop down to 41. Timeout.
And W&J uses its final timeout. Looks like 34 seconds to play in the half.
It is a
first down to Paduzzi. Picks up 10 yards to the Waynesburg 41-yard line.
The only official on-campus place to find Nike-licensed Waynesburg gear. The Nest has everything you need. You want a place to unwind with your friends? The Nest has you covered with TVs.
Yeah, 34.3 seconds to play in the half.
To the Crip building on East Wayne Street.
A couple of completions here to start this possession. 14 to Rosati on the first, 10 to Paduzzi on the second. DeRosa beside Pugh. Twins wide each way. First and 10 at the Waynesburg 41-yard line. Pugh has time. Pass to the sideline is caught. Laying down, making the catch, and getting to the boundary at the 29-yard line is Paduzzi. That's another first down. It's a dozen yards on that completion to the 29. 14 first downs in the half. Presidents with three in the last 30 seconds. Motion to balance the set, and now a flag here at the line of scrimmage. Indication is false start against the Presidents.
77 offense. 5-yard penalty for 10.
Elijah Staub, the left tackle, flagged for that false start. Take the ball back out to the 34. Fifth penalty of the half on W&J. First and 15. Pugh has four men deep in the pattern. Now he's flushed out of the pocket. Heave the ball down around the 10. Passes dropped by Rosati. Rosati is wide open, running across the field right along the 10-yard line and just does not make the catch. Pugh with a great job to keep that play alive. Got hit from behind and was going down as he made the throw. But Anthony Rosati will not be more open with the ball in his hands and not able to hold on it all year long. 20 seconds to play in the half. It is second down and 15. Four-man rush. Pugh down the middle to Paduzzi, makes the catch, and he's down at about the 11-yard line. It is a first down. The Presidents do not have a timeout left. Clock is stopped. 13.3. It will start with the ready for play. And there is a flag. The question is, did the last Waynesburg defender get onside? And the answer is no. The other question I have is, did Kenny Johnson mark the ball for play before the President snapped it?
Offside.
And it is going to be offside.
First and goal from the 5.
It'll be first and goal at the 5 now. 12.7 seconds to play. Pass play. Back of the end zone. Paduzzi goes up, gets a hand on it, but can't pull it down. Incomplete. Clock stops with the incompletion. 9 seconds remaining. Now at this point, for the Presidents, every throw has to go to the end zone. You cannot afford to not get in because you will not get the clock stopped. Second and goal at the 5. And Waynesburg going to use a timeout. 9 seconds remaining. How long can a minute and 22 seconds take to play? 2 hours and 40 minutes, that's how. Oh, at 2:05, we cleared the field, and it's now 4:45, and we're not done with that 1:22 yet. All right, it's going to be second and goal for the Presidents at the Waynesburg 5-yard line. W&J leading 28-9. Certainly with what they've done so far, want to get points out of this possession, but W&J wants to get the touchdown, obviously. Two receivers each way. Peduzzi and Seaman this way. And it's Rosati and Macosco to the top of the set. DeRosa in the backfield to protect, but certainly a legitimate weapon to release. Four-man rush, pass to the right side, into traffic, underthrown, tipped around, and it is intercepted. An interception, a ball underthrown. Pugh picked for the second time. Kwalik Wooten with the interception. Second pick of the first half thrown by Jacob Pugh. Wooten did a little running around but didn't get rid of the last 8 seconds or 8-tenths of a second. And Pugh looked locked in on Peduzzi on that play and just didn't get the ball there. W&J comes up empty. Waynesburg scored a field goal in their last possession and will get the ball to start the second half. And certainly in a kneel-down situation. And one tap down will get us to the half, and that's where we are right now. W&J 28, Waynesburg 9. And let's jump into this right now. Joining me is a longtime friend, personally, professionally, president of Waynesburg University, Doug Lee. Doug, I appreciate the friendship. I appreciate the partnership that we've been able to have with Waynesburg University, one that's grown really strongly through the communications department.
Yeah, thank you, Bob. I mean, it's always a pleasure to have you all back on our campus, and we are really proud of the communications department that we have. They've won many national awards, a lot of recognitions, and got a lot of state-of-the-art equipment through the generosity of a foundation several years ago. So we're really grateful.
And I know there's some transition time coming with Lanny's retiring, Lanny Fratteri retiring at the end of this current semester.
Yeah, Lanny has just been such an awesome force in training up our sports announcing, broadcasting students. We're really going to miss him. His presence, though, is just going to continue on. I think the legacy that he's created, and the big question, how do you fill those shoes? And, you know, we're on that search right now just to continue that great tradition. But he's someone that's become a great friend of mine, too, and he's just such a humble, good person to be around.
A lot of good things happening here at Waynesburg. I know your Criminal Justice Center is just about to open up.
Yes, we're going to have our ribbon cutting at homecoming. It's about a $3 million center. It'll be state-of-the-art. It'll have a new courtroom in there as well for our pre-law program, the Stover Center for Constitutional Studies and Moral Leadership. And the equipment inside is going to rival any law enforcement agency's training equipment. And we are opening it up to the law enforcement.
You know, and my athletic life has been these kinds of sports, but your guys with your esports, that is really, I mean, that's a yeah. Tremendous program.
Well, you know, you could play back an interview from me about 7 years ago when they said, do you see a future at esports at Waynesburg? I was like, I don't know. I don't know much about it. And then when you get a donor step forward and say, I'm going to give you $400,000 to create an esports program, we were, yeah, let's do it. And what we found is it really does help students grow out. In not only in that esports realm, but also as being part of a team building, strength and conditioning training, everything you would expect an athlete to do, plus the service component that we require. So it's turned into a great program.
Doug, thanks for chatting. Yep. I'm sorry I had to be so short with all
really
the things
short
happening.
Halftime. Halftimes go fast when I'm talking to you, Bob.
Always great to
God
have
bless
you.
Bless you, man. Thank you.
Thank you. Doug Lee, president of Waynesburg University, our guest here at half. And I told you we would have an abbreviated halftime, and sure enough we do, as the officials have summoned the Waynesburg return team out onto the field, ready to get this second half underway. Liam Campbell's kick is going to be fielded at about the 10-yard line. Return 15, now cut to the far side, and the Josh Jefferson gets across the 25 before being taken down. Going to be spotted, looks to be about the 28-yard line, so Waynesburg will start their first and 10.
Waynesburg will start first at 10.
One of the things that I wanted to mention there, we've interns, staffing, including Jacob Knisner, our producer extraordinaire and promotions director at WJPA. He is a Waynesburg alum. 28-9, Waynesburg trailing, but the Yellow Jackets with the ball. Running play coming up over the 30.
Handoff goes to Zane Cauley.
It's Cauley with the carry. Zane Cauley with 14 runs for 51 yards in the opening half, and he's going to get about 5 yards on this first down carry.
Second down and five.
One of the things Mark Uriah talked with our guest on President's Football Preview seems like a day ago, but it was at 12:30, and one of the things talking about Waynesburg wants to run the football. Second down and five from the 28. Pass play. Barber sails it. Has a man open and overthrew him. 4 yards beyond. Safety bit up in, and Trout, the intended receiver, ball just over the top by about 4 yards. So now third down and five. Barber to pass. He's in trouble and gobbled up. Fortunate to hold on to the ball. Fourth sack of the afternoon for W&J.
Cleaned up by Dawson Dietz.
Dawson Dietz able to finish that off.
Fourth and long.
And a loss back to the 27-yard line, so a loss of six.
Off the punt, number 15, Lyndon Bradley.
Bradley to punt.
Back deep, number seven, Anthony Rosati.
First half total offense, WJ 59 rush, 305 total, 246 through the air, but two interceptions. Waynesburg 34 yards on the ground, 110 passing. This kick just gets away. It's wobbly. Rosati comes up under it and sliding to the ground, makes a fair catch at his own 47-yard line. The WJ defense gets the stop here.
It's down at the 47. First down, WJ.
26 on that punt and the fair catch. WJ will take over. Well, the lines guys mark it at the 47. The umpire sets it down at the 46, so that's where we're going to go. 13:26 to play third quarter. WJ with a 28-9 lead, but a couple of turnovers. Want to get that taken here. A little flip pass ahead to DeRosa, strung out, knocked out of bounds, short gain.
Touch pass to number two, Kobe DeRosa. Brought down for a gain of a couple.
DeRosa out of bounds at the 48, so 2 yards on that pass play.
By Dacius Passmore. Second down and eight.
Pew, straight drop, down the middle, pass caught inside the 40. Nice spin move by McCosco. Gives up yardage, though, and he's going to be tackled at the 40-yard line.
To number 14, Jacob McCosco. First down for Washington and Jefferson.
Pass play to the 40-yard line. That's good for 12. Right up the middle, DeRosa running people over. Gets inside to 30. Pushes the pile to the 25. Down to the 21-yard line.
Cody DeRosa powers to the 21 for a President's first down.
19 yards straight ahead run for Kobe DeRosa. Just his third carry of the game. He had handed the ball the first two plays of the ball game. Pew, dump it off. Cernuto, a little too hot, a little too high. And it falls incomplete. So now second down, second and 10 at the 21-yard line for W&J. DeRosa with Pugh. DeRosa takes the handoff, looking for a cutback lane, gets 5-6, keeps the legs churning, leans forward, and gets to the 14-yard line.
Finally brought down by number 92, Alex Paulson.
A little old-style running there from Kobe DeRosa. Gain of 7.
Third down and 3.
Single wideouts each way. Two blocking backs set to the left. Now motion to balance that one each way. Third and 3. Pugh to the end zone. McCosko catch, touchdown. And a flag. McCosko had something to say. If that flag's on McCosko, that's his second unsportsmanlike, and he'll be out of the game. A 14-yard TD pass to McCosko, and a flag well after the play, but as he was getting in, you could see his hunch his shoulders over, look down at the would-be tackler.
The extra point, or touchdown is good. After the play, unsportsmanlike conduct, 14, Washington Jefferson. At the second unsportsmanlike, 14 is ejected.
And McCosko is out of the game. Couple of games last year, McCosko flagged for unsportsmanlike conduct. Two today. And as they say, Jacob McCosko has disqualified himself. The kickoff will be the enforcement of the penalty. The touchdown stands. Fifth TD pass of the day for Jake Pugh. It will be McCosko's final catch. PAT attempt chipped high toward the left upright, and it is no good. Pulled wide left, no good. W&J 34, Waynesburg 9. Kickoff on the WJPA Sports Network coming your way in just a moment.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patricic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation. Go Presidents.
Now because of the penalty, W&J will kick off from its own 20-yard line. Oh. 11:26 to play, third quarter. W&J trying to get 11 guys out for the PAT. And again, remember, McCosko is out. Mike Sirianni having a chat with anybody wearing a black and white striped shirt who will listen to him. The last guy was Evan Sargo, the umpire, and he just turned and walked away from Coach Mike. Kickoff is in flight, flying up under it, taking it at the 27. Jefferson to the 35, 40, hit at the 45. He keeps the legs churning. Ball is loose, and Campbell gets to the loose football. Big return for Jefferson. Fumble lost, and your kicker gets on the loose football.
Recovering is the kicker, number 38, William Campbell.
Now, not only does the penalty not hurt the Presidents, they end up with the football in the midfield area. W&J will take over. 11:16 to play. And the Presidents going to look for an opportunity here to step on the throat. Pugh rolls the pocket, sets and throws the ball behind Peduzzi and well out of bounds. Time to straight drop back by Pugh and then rolled, and
the coverage was by Khalid Wooten.
Two guys set up to protect him, and it moved the pocket this way, but the incomplete pass brings up second down. W.J. has thrown two interceptions. Waynesburg has had a punt blocked and then a fumble lost. And an extra point kick missed. Second and 10. Running play. Patricic left side. Got five. Make it six. Make it seven. He's down at the 49-yard line. Patricic ends up with eight. Third and two.
It's third down.
44 yards rushing for Owen Patricic, the 5'8", 195-pound senior out of Bentworth, and now out of the game. Ball at the Waynesburg, 49. Running play to the left side, and DeRosa just doesn't get started. And Pugh looking to the sideline with his hands up like, what are we doing? And Mike Sirianni calls for the punt unit. DeRosa loses a yard.
Fourth down. On to punt. Number 7, Devin Wyatt. Back deep, number 11, Isaac Trout.
Trout back to receive. Wyatt to punt. Wyatt rolls to his right, gets a beautiful kick away. Going to be fair catch made at about the 11-yard line. It's going to be 39-yard punt, no return on the fair catch.
Fair caught at the 11. First down, Waynesburg.
Waynesburg will take over, 9:41 to play in the third. W&J leading 34-9. Waynesburg pinned back at its own 11-yard line, but the Yellow Jackets started in this general area in the second possession of the game and drove to the President's 10, but gave the ball up having gotten nothing. Cauley beside Barber. Cauley gets the handoff and got a seam. 20-yard line, finally corralled there, and it's going to be close to a first down. Now they're going to actually give him the first down.
That's enough for a Waynesburg first
down. Put the ball, mark it out to the 21-yard line. Pauly, 66 yards on his 16 carries. 10 first downs in the game now for Waynesburg. Presidents had given up 12 first downs total through the first two games. Pauly with Barber. Roll to the right. Want to throw it to the right. Pressure coming. Barber in trouble. Gobbled up. Flips it to the sideline and gets
Barber
taken down.
Pressure. Flag on the play. Personal foul. Face mask.
The defense going to get called for a face mask, trying to get Sean Berardino, trying to get the sack, and ended up getting the face mask. First down. Presidents made a good play, but then Berardino got the hand on the face mask. The ball will come out to the 36-yard line.
At quarterback.
Now, Thomas Burke in the game. Burke hands it off to Cauley. Bounces right, gets to the sideline. 45-50, midfield, down the far sideline. And Cauley delivers a hit to the defensive back. A little shoulder shimmy and strut back toward the playing field. First down run for Cauley. Takes him to the President's 35-yard line. That's 29 yards on the run. Cauley now at 95 yards on his 17 carries. First and 10. Sakai Miles resets. Running play right side, and there's nowhere there to go. Shriver dropped for a loss of a yard. Shriver, 5 carries, 0 net yards on the afternoon. Waynesburg rushed for 34 yards in the first half and minus 3 in the second quarter. Unable to put up 37 yards here in this period already, and we're just about halfway through. Second and 11. Rollout right side. Barber throws the ball ahead. Ball on the sideline. Going to be ruled a catch, but now the back judge drops his hat to indicate that the receiver had gone out of bounds. That's illegal touching.
There is a flag.
The penalty for that is an incomplete pass.
Illegal touching.
Yep.
Offense. Fever went out of bounds, came back in, caught the ball. Ball we spotted, previous spot.
It's an incomplete pass. So now third down and 11.
Third down and 11 at the 36.
That's a penalty without any kind of really payoff. It's just an incomplete pass. So third down and 11. Ball at the WJ 36. Barber sets up the screen, and the receiver just is nowhere. He got swallowed up, and that's what happened. That screen went over his head as Cauley was getting knocked to the ground. Fourth down.
Number 15, Landon Bradley.
And Landon Bradley on to punt.
Anthony Rosati will go back deep.
Several short punts and one blocked against Bradley today. Fourth and 11. Bradley rolls right and will chip it down inside the 10. Rosati makes the fair catch. Looks to be about the 8-yard line. And it will be the 8, 28 on the punt. And WJ will take over. Not nearly as profitable field position as they got it the last time, but 3 first downs for Waynesburg changed the ends of the field. It's like 7:24 to play third quarter. WJ in front 34-9. Looks like Owen Patricic, the running back. It is. It's 22. Patricic takes the handoff, bounces off first contact, out over the 15 and out to about the 17-yard line.
22, Owen Patricic. Tackled by Hamilton and Paulson.
9 yards for Patricic.
Two.
Single wide out, single tight slot, guys. Patricic gets the handoff. Got off a first contact, and now looking for Pugh to throw a block. Patricic's got the 20, 25, and up over the 30-yard line. Just can't bring him down. Low center of gravity, just bounces off of people, and Patricic turns it into a first down. He may have had it anyway on his initial push, but then he got shoved backwards. And once he got shoved backwards, he started looking for a reversal of field. And then Pugh got out in front to make sure there was some help there, and Patricic takes it for a first down. But there is an injured player. They're going to spot the ball at the 31-yard line. So that run good for 14 yards, and the Presidents are out of a hole. Patricic has more than doubled his season rushing total this afternoon. Had 60 yards on 10 carries coming in, has 7 carries for 67 yards right now. While they attend to an injured player for Waynesburg, we'll step aside. WNJ 34, Waynesburg 9, with the 6:39 to play. Third quarter. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
Don't fall behind on your home improvement projects. Let First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County help you with the heavy lifting before winter. First Federal gives you all the tools you need with FHA Title I home improvement, home equity, construction, and owner-builder loans. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Apply in person or anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458729.
Injured player to his feet, and W&J ready to line up to run a first down play. Ball out to the 31-yard line. This possession started back at the 8 after the Rosati fair catch, but Owen Patricic with runs of 9 and 14 to move the sticks. And now Volpatti in the backfield with Pugh. Two receivers wide to the near side. Tight end left side. Volpatti gets the call and ran right into traffic and taken down. Going to be spotted at the line of scrimmage. No gain. Volpatti, 3 carries for 11 yards this afternoon. No gain on this run.
Brought down by Virgil Doran and Quilig Wooten. No gain.
Wooten in on the stop. He had the interception in the end zone late in the first half. Second down and 10 at the 31. 4-man rush. No real pressure. Pugh scrambles to get a little room. Finds Peduzzi across midfield. Peduzzi behind the coverage. Going to the house. Touchdown, John Peduzzi. 69-yard touchdown pass.
Jake Pugh throws his
sixth touchdown of the day.
69-yard pass to number 15, John Peduzzi.
This one goes 69 yards. Peduzzi with his sixth catch of the day. 196 and 3 touchdowns. Devin Wyatt for the PAT. Wyatt drills it, kicks it over the field house.
PAT by Devin Wyatt.
5:40 to play, third quarter. WJ 41, Waynesburg 9. Kickoff on WJPA Sports Network when we come back in just a moment.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Well, a game that got started right around the 1 o'clock hour, and we're now about quarter after 5. Figure in there a 2-hour and 31-minute weather delay late in the first half. Presidents add to the margin, up 41-9 now on Waynesburg. Liam Campbell to kick off. Campbell. Kickoff will be taken by Jefferson at the 9-yard line, up over the 15-20, and Jefferson gets to the 25, is slowed there, and finally taken down. There's a flag for a block in the back, almost certainly.
Three to return. Illegal block in the back. Lead return team number 12.
And indeed, the illegal block will be marked off. Six penalties on Waynesburg now. 50 yards. W&J guilty of 78 yards in penalties. The ball goes to the 11-yard line, first and 10. Thomas Burke to take the snap here with Cauley beside, trips to the right. Burke runs it into the belly of Cauley, and Cauley keeps it there, takes the handoff. He's going to get credit for about a yard up to the 12-yard line, gain of one. Cauley knocking on 100 rushing yards this afternoon. Yeah, that's actually a gain of a yard. I know the down marker hasn't gotten in place yet, but this possession started at the 11, so second and 9 at the 12. Cauley gets the handoff, and he doesn't get back to the line of scrimmage this time.
Devoured in the backfield by Dawson Dietz.
And Dietz met him face mask to face mask and took him down. And this loss back to the 9.
Third down at 13.
Now it's third and 12. 19 carries on the afternoon for Zane Cauley, the junior out of Huntingtown, Maryland. Burke hands it off, and the footing goes out from under Cauley, and he just gets shoved down.
Dietz credited with the stop.
And Dietz will not have an easier tackle for loss in his career. Then Cauley trying to put the brakes on. His feet go out from in front of him, and Dietz lands right on top of him. Now that possession for Waynesburg went backwards. Loss of six on that run. And the Presidents wanted nothing to do with Zane Cauley approaching 100 rushing yards. Punt from the end zone. The kick is away. It is short. Fair catch. Rosati grabs it at about the 35-yard line, and W&J again with great field position to start
first down
possession.
Washington and Jefferson.
.338 to play third quarter. W&J in front 41-9. Volpatti again in the backfield behind Jacob Pugh. Ball at the Waynesburg 35. President scored twice in the first 4 minutes. Pass play in the slant, complete. Peduzzi trying to weave his way through the defense and goes down at about the 16-yard line for a first down. Ineligible man downfield, though, coming up against the Presidents. Head linesman Janice Worklin with that call. And the flag is at about the 29-yard line. You know, ineligible. We'll take the ball back out to the 40.
Ball's now at the 40. First and 15.
Didn't see a lot of that last week, but Now, there were a couple of those situations in the win against St. Vincent. So it's first and 15 now at the Waynesburg 40-yard line. 3:10 to play, third quarter. Pugh on the option. Pitch to Volpatti. Cut it back to his left and gets knocked down at the 35. Gets just the penalty yardage back, maybe the length of the ball beyond that. Look from here like there might be more to that play, but does not get it. Six will be the gain. Second and nine at the 34. President, it's 120 yards rushing this afternoon. Pew to put it up. Pump fake to Volpatti. Throw it back the other way. Raymond Holmes, 25, 20, and down at about the 18-yard line on this screenplay.
To number one, Raymond Holmes.
Beautiful fake on the dump off to Volpatti. Turn around and throw it back to the near side to Raymond Holmes. Going to get 15 yards and a first down. Another Waynesburg player shaken up. I have 346 passing yards this afternoon for Jake Pew on 19 completions. 19 of 27. Six touchdowns, two interceptions, 346. Catch for Holmes, first of the day. Still attending to injured player about the 21-yard line. When this looks like defensive player is going to be okay, get to his feet, but needed that athletic trainer attention. It's look like Kevin Willis, I believe. First and 10 at the 19-yard line. And Patricic back in the backfield with Pew. Cernuto resets to a slot left. Patricic takes the call, follows behind a Cernuto block, inside the 15, the 10, and down at the 5-yard line.
And off to Owen Patricic. He's down at the 5.
14-yard run for Patricic. W&J now with 21 first downs in the game. 81 rushing yards for the Bentworth senior. Patrici gets it again. Got a chasm open up, and he fights his way to the end zone for the touchdown. Oh, and Patrici from 5 yards out, first rushing touchdown of the year, and W&J opens up the margin now to 47-9. .141 to play, third quarter. Ricky Hunter for the PAT now. Snap good, hold good. Hunter with the kick this time down the middle. And this one is good. No, there are whistles and a flag down right at the line of scrimmage in the middle. Waynesburg players are walking off the field, so they think this kick is going to stand. Defensive holding. It's an odd penalty on a PAT kick. Defensive holding. 1:41 to go in the third. W&J 48, Waynesburg 9. Kickoff on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation when we come right back.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patricic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation
Go Presidents.
Raymond Davis III.
Raymond Davis, one of the deep guys, back to receive. Looks like Carson Shriver as well. Fair catch is indicated and made. I'll bring the ball out to the 25-yard line.
First down, Waitsburg.
Waitsburg had a chance with the late first half possession. Right after the weather delay, got a field goal out of that and then got the ball to, after getting the interception, to keep W&J from scoring late. And Waynesburg got the ball but couldn't get it going, and Presidents have rolled from that point. Now up 48-9. Running play going up the middle.
Carson Shriver.
Shriver, the ball carrier.
Brought down by Zakai Simmons and James DeWalder.
Looks like going to get 3 yards before Zakai Simmons wraps him up.
Gain of 2, second down and 8.
Gain of 3 on the play, second and 7. Twins wide to the right, running play coming, and Shriver covering up the ball and keeps the legs from getting his churning as solidly as he would like. Carry out to the 30. Berardino on the stop.
Third down and 5.
Seconds to play in this third quarter. W&J well on its way to win number 3. If we get a chance, we'll check in the Grove City St. Vincent score. That game, barring a weather delay there, should be just about final, but I think they had a little bit of a delay as well. Roll out to the right. Barber getting flushed. Going to keep the play alive, throw the ball up the sideline, out of bounds and incomplete, and it will bring up fourth down.
We'll bring up fourth down.
So fourth and 5 for Waynesburg. Just under 20 seconds to play in our first half, or third quarter, excuse me.
Landon Bradley to punt.
Bradley to punt yet again. Most of his kicks shy of 30 yards, one of them blocked today. That was early in the game, and W&J turned that into their second touchdown. Now whistles on the near side, and I think W&J going to use a timeout.
Washington and Jefferson.
Let me get a quick first count here. Only 10 players on the field for W&J. Mike Sirianni uses a timeout with special teams not set with a full complement. And certainly looking ahead to next week's final PAC game with Carnegie Mellon, an area that Presidents want to clean up. And once again, Landon Bradley to punt. Bradley slides to his right. Kick is high and short. Presidents will get away from it. Touched at about the 46-yard line. And the Jackets down it there. And W&J will take over with 9.9 seconds to play in the third.
It'll be down at the 45. First down, Presidents.
25 on the punt, no return. Presidents will send out Kellen Stahl.
Now at quarterback for W&J.
Looks like Roberto Smith is checked into the game as well. Cam Mulvaney in the backfield behind Stahl also. First and 10 at the 45-yard line. Stahl hands it off. Mulvaney forward for 4 on the final play of the third quarter.
Now goes to number 27, Cam Mulvaney.
they're going to spot him down at the 49-yard line. Yep, 49, so 4 yards for Mulvaney as the third quarter comes to an end. WJ 48, Waynesburg 9, fourth quarter on the WJPA Sports Network. When we come right back.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Final score, Grove City defeats St. Vincent 56-7.
We get that score from Latrobe. Grove City, a 56-7 win against St. Vincent. Three night games, though ours is creeping toward a night game. Bethany, Carnegie Mellon, Westminster, Allegheny, and Teal, Geneva. W&J with 490 yards total offense through three quarters. Waynesburg, 178. Pass play to Mulvaney. Runs out of a jersey tackle attempt. Lost part of his jersey on that tearaway, but Kellen Stahl gets a completion. And Mulvaney with the grab.
Take it down to the 41.
And spot the ball at the 41, a 10-yard pickup. Hand off to Mulvaney now. Crease on the right side, 35, 30, 25. Runs out of a tackle and down inside the 20-yard line.
Tim Mulvaney rumbles and stumbles to the 16. First down, Presidents.
Hey, 8 is in for Waynesburg on defense. I believe that's Vinny Heller.
Ball at the 16-yard line, 24 yards on the Mulvaney run. Presidents reset to twins left. Mulvaney hands the ball off. This time it's Dom Barca, and Barca inside the 10 and pushes the ball down inside the 5-yard line for another first down. 11 yards for Barca. First and goal at the 5 now. Three straight first down plays for the Presidents. Stall to Barca, hit at the line of scrimmage and still squirms forward for 2 down at the 3-yard line.
Dropped down by Sam Hamilton.
Down at the 3-yard line.
Gain of a couple.
Presidents through the first three quarters, 144 rushing yards this afternoon, led by Owen Patricic's 9 carries for 86. Second down and goal at the 3. Pass play. Stahl pulls it down, going to get hit, throws to the back of the end zone, and it's tipped, caught for a touchdown. There is a flag down at the line of scrimmage. Or at the goal line, rather. And I'm going to guess that's an O lineman that got too far downfield. A.J. Clemens got into the end zone when that ball got caught and ineligible man downfield.
Yes.
I'll take the ball back to the 8-yard line. So it's second and goal at the 8. Barca takes the handoff, fights to the 5, ran out of a tackle, gets to the 2. 6-yard run for Barca.
Brought down by Ewing Jameson.
And we've been here so long today, I think I heard the fourth train of the day. Nope, maybe not. Barca's carry good for 6. Third and goal at the 2. President's going to sub in on the jumbo package. Hunter Bennett, tight end, checks in. will block for Mulvaney, and Mulvaney slips. It got the ball to the end zone for the touchdown.
2 yard run, number 27, Cam Mulvaney.
12-22. 54-9, Presidents with the lead. Devin Wyatt back in to attempt the PAT. ...12-22 to play in the ball game. Extra point kick in flight. Wyatt drills this. And this went two rows back in the new parking lot here. Kick is good. 12-22 remaining. WJ 55, Waynesburg 9. Kickoff on the WJPA Sports Network when we come right back.
With school back in session, now's the perfect time to plan for the future. Open an Education Club savings account at First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County and let your future dreams start adding up. Plus, you may qualify for a scholarship upon high school graduation. Visit any First Federal branch or online at ffgc.bank for rules and scholarship eligibility. First Federal, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS 458-729. First Federal wishes all student-athletes best of luck this season.
And a big thank you to folks sticking around and joining us. Also, our thanks to Andy Stanko, the assistant athletic director for athletic communications here at Waynesburg. Appreciate his work and assistance all week long. Presidents will kick off, and now with the late afternoon sun right in the eyes of both return men. Campbell going to line drive this kick, and a fair catch is made. Wasn't fair sure catch. At first
Jackets take over.
When the first signal was made first that down. Davis knew where the ball was, but able to corral it. So Waynesburg will take over on the fair catch. 12-22 to play. W&J has been strong here in this second half, allowing just 34 yards total offense by my count. Waynesburg on the fair catch touchback takes over at the 25-yard line. Running play, Shriver. Works forward for about 3 yards. Shriver has had tough sledding today. 8 yards. I'm sorry, 8 carries, 8 yards.
Gain of 3, second down and 7.
Samuel Barber unofficially 9 of 15. Thomas Burke from Leechburg has played a handful of snaps. Barber calls for the shotgun snap, running play, and Shriver trying to stay with his pulling guard, and there's no hole to get through. The guard didn't open up anything, and Shriver ended up right on his hip, and a loss on the play. Yeah, that's just been the way that the rushing afternoon has gone. Nine carries, 7 yards for Carson Shriver, sophomore from Clay Battelle High School. W&J scored 2 touchdowns. Play clock down to 3 as the Jackets get to the line. Barber dumps it off and a pass way out in front of Hunter Cameron, senior out of United. And the pass incomplete will bring up 4th down. And once again, the Waynesburg punt unit will come out. 10:51 to play, 4th quarter.
Landon Bradley to punt.
Jacob Pugh with a 6-touchdown afternoon. We certainly believe his afternoon is done. 346 passing yards for Pugh on 19 completions, 6 touchdowns. Did throw his first 2 interceptions of the early season. Punt is away in a nice spiral. Going to be taken at the 38-yard line. One man misses. 40, 45, 46.
Lee Sabatabo on the run.
presence will take over out at about the 46-yard line.
Where he's brought down by Ewing Jameson. First down, W&J from the 46.
10:40 to play in the ball game. And we had a 2-hour and 31-minute weather delay late in the second quarter. Kellen Stahl to quarterback. The running back is Andrew Sharp, who had a lengthy run late in the game last week at Teal. For much of the week, didn't get credit for that carry. Sharp gets the call here, slips two guys at the line of scrimmage and works his way out to the 50, crosses there and tackled face first at the 46-yard line. Sharp run good for eight, his first carry of the afternoon.
Second down and two.
Sharp gets the call again as the first down as he stumbles through the hole. If he doesn't lose his footing, he might still be running for the house. Andrew Sharp, a freshman out of Baldwin. 25th first down of the game unofficially for the Presidents. Trips right. Sharp gets the call again. Patient finds a place to cut up field and drives it forward for about six to the 34. Good work up front and good patient run by Andrew Sharp.
Cohen Stout and Akee Edwards. Second down and four.
Running play coming to the near side. 30, 25, flag down right at the line of scrimmage on the run by Sean Curry.
There is a flag on the play.
Holding against the Presidents.
10-yard penalty for the spot of the foul. Second down.
A couple of yards there statistically for Curry, but then back it up from that spot. Take the ball back out to about the 42-yard line. So Curry's going to get 2 yards, statistically speaking.
Second down and 12 from the 34.
Eight at quarterback, 29 in the backfield.
Curry gets the call again and spun off a contact. 40, 35, and got airborne and popped at the sideline. Another flag at the line of scrimmage, and the down marker's moving. Don't want to do that yet. And this almost certainly a
illegal block in the back. Offense.
Offensive penalty, illegal block. This will put W&J over 100 penalty yards this afternoon.
Correct. Second in.
So Curry gets another penalty yard rushing. Second down and 21. Stahl rolled up almost into pressure and now throws the ball deep and too far. Had a receiver beyond the coverage, but Lynn, the intended receiver, passed too far.
Third down and 21.
Clock stop with the incompletion, 8:38 to play in the fourth. Makai Evans, one of three receivers going wide right. Curry with Stahl. Stahl dump it off to Curry. Stumbled right when he caught it, almost tripped over his own man, and Curry gets down to about the 40. Somebody lost a helmet. A defender lost a helmet, so we'll have to come out.
Gets back to the original line of scrimmage.
11-yard pass play, but bring up fourth down and 10.
Here's a timeout into player defense.
And Waynesburg has a player shaken up. Presence with the ball at the Waynesburg 40-yard line, fourth down and 10. Clock will turn once the injured player makes his way to the far sideline, and that is happening now. Hunter Bennett back in as a tight end, setting a slot spot right. Fourth and 10, it's Curry. He'll get five, but not 10 on the ball. Therefore, we'll go over on downs.
Runs into a swarm of Yellow Jackets.
Curry, three carries on this possession. Two of them involved blocking fouls by the Presidents. It's to be 8:08 to play in the ball game, and Waynesburg will take over at its own 35-yard line.
Hey, 76 and 73 for participation. 75 as well. Yes, and 52.
Burke at quarterback. Burke to quarterback for Waynesburg.
Handoff goes to number 37, and Josh Jefferson.
Josh Jefferson's first carry. And again, Thomas Burke was in on that snap. Jefferson carrying the ball for the first time gets three.
Second down and seven.
Second and seven. Burke to take the shotgun snap. Second and seven. Slot man motions to the far side. Burke hands it off. And the play snowed under. Jefferson just got the hand off, got the legs going, and ridden down to at the line. Third down and seven. Clock down to 7:10 to play in the ball game. WJ coaches packing up here in the booth. They've seen enough. Up 55-9. It was 28-9 Presidents when the first half finally ended after the 2.5-hour weather delay. Waynesburg just four first downs in this second half. Jefferson slipped off contact a couple of times. He's going to get the first down as he crosses midfield.
Josh Jefferson.
Jefferson will move the sticks. The President's 48-yard line, 14-yard run.
First down.
New set of downs for the Yellow Jackets. 6:20 to play in the ball game. Burke calls for the shotgun snap, hands it off to Jefferson. Got a seam off of a would-be tackle, and Jefferson's going to get to about the 34 for another first down.
As enough for another Yellow Jacket first down.
Presidents made contact before the first down marker, but run good for 12. Jefferson, 29 yards now on his four carries here in mop-up time. Trips to the left. Tight end set that way and is covered. Jefferson takes the handoff. Stiff arm to get downfield. He's got 10. Make it 12 and a first down at the President's 24.
To the 24, first down, Waynesburg.
That's three straight first down carries for Jefferson. Converted a third and seven, and then two more double-digit carries. This one for 12. First and 10 at the 24. Jefferson gets the call and tries to be patient and runs out of time and cannot find a way to get back fully to the line of scrimmage. May get credit for that, but actually went down at about the 25. May get credit for that 1 yard gain.
No gain, second down and 10.
Yeah, put him down at the 24, no gain on the play. 4:20 to play. WJ with a 55-9 lead and win number three all but in hand. Jefferson got the handoff, and he got pancaked to his back.
Jefferson with the carry.
First contact right at the handoff spot, and he spun off of that right into a pancake and put right to his back for a loss of a yard.
He gets clotheslined by
Antoine Smith. The final flip there. Spatulated Jefferson to his back.
Third down.
Third down and 11 now at the WJ 25-yard line. Waynesburg early in the game had a long drive and came away with nothing. Running play up the middle with some room. This time it's Hunter Cameron, and Cameron gets to about the 11 to move the sticks.
He's brought down at the 11.
17 first downs. Correction, they move the ball forward to the 9, so Cameron ends up with 16 yards on the carry. And now I have 17 Waynesburg first downs in the game. Cameron with Burke. First and goal at the 9. It'll be Cameron left side, forward for 2, stopped at the 7. Game clock down to 2:45 and counting.
Stopped by Rockland Betteram.
Upcoming, the 10th play of this possession. It started with 8:08 on the clock and back out at the Waynesburg 35-yard line. First 9 plays all on the ground for the Yellow Jackets. Second and goal at the W&J 7. Burke motions a man, reset this way. Second and goal, it's Cameron again. Cameron ridden down at the 6-yard line.
Hand off to Cameron. Stopped by Bettera and Shreve.
2-minute timeout. Break any action here. W&J 55, Waynesburg 9. The 2-minute timeout here on the WJPA Sports Network.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patricic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation. Go Presidents!
Don't fall behind on your home improvement projects. Let First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County help you with the heavy lifting before winter. First Federal gives you all the tools you need with FHA Title I home improvement, home equity, construction, and owner-builder loans. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Apply in person or anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458-729.
Waynesburg third and goal at the W&J 6. 2 minutes to play in the ball game. Jefferson back in at the tailback spot. A little bootleg action by Burke. Throw to the end zone. The ball gets through and is caught.
Touchdown, Yellow Jackets.
Pass play caught by Isaac Trout.
Number 11, Isaac Trout.
So Burke to Trout for the touchdown.
4-6.
Six-yard Burke to Trout. TD pass gets the Yellow Jackets at 55-15, 1:53 to play. Extra point kick, plenty of leg.
Extra point is good for Drew
Pinkerton. And the teams come back up the field and will kick off.
W&J 55,
Waynesburg 16 now. And 1:53 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Drive by the Yellow Jackets that a little more than 6 minutes off the clock, 6 minutes and 15 seconds to be precise, and covers 65 yards, 11 plays, and ends on the Burke to Trout. Touchdown pass.
You're missing one.
WNJ will improve to 3-0 overall. Grove City is at 2-0 now with the win this afternoon against St. Vincent. The Bison dropped to 1-2, or the St. Vincent Bearcats, rather, dropped to 1-2. Kickoff will carry deep and toward the sideline and out of bounds again. Kickoff out of bounds for the second time today.
Illegal kick out of bounds. Washington Jefferson will take the ball at the 35.
And W&J will take over at the 35. First and 10. And look to run it out here. And W&J is going to use a timeout, make sure that they're set for this offensive possession. Trying to see if they're going to make a couple other moves. Indeed, going to get some thirds on the offensive line in the game. Get you a quick recap when we're done. This reminder, we were going to bring you USC Michigan football this afternoon, but that went by the wayside due to our weather delay that took up most of that game. Kansas State and BYU coming your way tonight at 10 o'clock. First and 10 for the Presidents. Running play coming up the middle. Campbell Pivnik in at quarterback.
And off the dump, Barca.
And Barca, the run.
Now in at quarterback for W&J.
5-yard run for Campbell Barca. Pivnik. Pivnik quarterbacking this set for the Presidents. And Barca, the tailback again, second and 5. Barca takes the handoff, swims his way right, then looks for a cutback, gets 3. Game clock under a minute now. Presidents will have to snap it one more time.
Brought down by Precious Jimawa.
Ball out to the
and Cortez Johnson.
43-yard line.
Third and 2 from the 43.
And one more snap for the Presidents. Game clock is under 40. They can take it now. Pivnik hands it off and a first down carry.
And off to Cam Mulvaney.
And Mulvaney will be the final play of the ball game. He picks up a first down, the 26th of the game for W&J. Mulvaney's run out to the 48-yard line will end it. And W&J has officially picked up their third win of the year. Waynesburg drops to 0-3. We'll get you a scoring recap when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Unofficially, a quick count to my math, the Presidents with 597 yards offense here this afternoon. 230 rush, 367 through the air.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend. As you're leaving the stadium,
I have Waynesburg with 129 rush and 116 pass, 245 total offense. We'll get a quickie stat pack from Andy Stanko here in just a few minutes, but I'll give you some of the individual numbers that I have at the moment. Led by Jake Pugh, 19 of 27, 6 touchdowns, 346 yards, 2 interceptions. rushing. Owen Patricek, the president's leading ground gainer again today, 9 carries for 86 yards and his first touchdown of the year. 35 yards for Kobe DeRosa, 35 for Cam Mulvaney, 27 more for Dom Barca in a running attack that I have for W&J, putting up 230 yards on the ground. On the other side, Zane Cauley carried 20 times for 87 yards this afternoon. He was knocking at the 100-yard door, but his last two carries went for -3 and -6. And Joshua Jefferson in a final possession for Waynesburg put up 40 yards on the ground. Passing attack today, tough going for Samuel Barber. Not all that inefficient, 9 of 15 for 110 yards, but missed his last 5 passes on the day. To recap the scoring for you, W&J took the opening kickoff, went 69 yards in 3 plays, final 54 of that. Pew to Peduzzi for a touchdown, Hunter's extra point, 7-0 W&J. Defense forced a punt, then blocked the punt. Peduzzi recovered and ran it back to the 9-yard line. 3 plays later, Pew found McCosco for 7 yards and a touchdown, and Hunter's extra point made it 14-0, not 4 minutes into the game. Waynesburg's best possession of the day followed, took about 8 minutes off the clock, but ended up with no points. Went from their own 13 to the W&J 10, where the ball went over on downs. Presidents turned it over, though, on their next possession. Interception, first of the year thrown by Jake Pugh. Waynesburg with the return on the return by Davis. And that set Waynesburg up at the 19, 3 plays later, including an offside penalty. And into the end zone went Carson Shriver to make it 14-6. The extra point kick was wide and no good. W&J took over, drove 75 yards in 9 plays. Again, Pew to Peduzzi, this one for 23 yards, and the touchdown. Wyatt kicked the extra point. It was 21-6. Waynesburg 3 and a punt, and W&J getting great field position. Took over at the Waynesburg 36. 4 plays later, Pew to DeRosa, 21 yards for the touchdown. Wyatt's kick made it 28-6. And Waynesburg then on their final possession of the first half, interrupted by that 2-hour and 31-minute weather delay, eventually got a field goal, a 39-yard field goal from Drew Pinkerton to make it 28-9 at the break. But second half, after Waynesburg, 3 plays and a punt, including a couple of sacks, the Presidents got the ball at midfield and needed 6 plays to get Jake McCosco to the end zone, 14-yard TD pass. But on the play, after scoring, he was called for his second unsportsmanlike conduct penalty and was disqualified. Extra point kick was no good. W&J led 34-9 with 11:26 to play in the third. On the ensuing kickoff, Jefferson trying to maybe do too much, fumbled the ball away. Presidents recover but could not convert. Forced another Waynesburg punt, and W&J went on a 92-yard drive. Took just 4 plays because John Peduzzi got behind the coverage near midfield on a pass play from Pew and went 69 yards for the touchdown. That made it 41-9. A few minutes later, Owen Patricek capped off a 35-yard, 4-play drive with his first touchdown of the year, a 5-yard tough, hard run to the end zone. Made it 48-9. President's next possession, Cam Mulvaney scoring from 2 yards out to cap a 55-yard drive, 7 plays, make it 55-9. And then Waynesburg possessing the ball for about 6 minutes or so, went 65 yards in 11 plays as Thomas Burke connected with Isaac Trout for 6 yards and the touchdown to set our final at 55-16. W&J now 3-0 in the league. Grove City at 2-0. Waynesburg drops to 0-3. 2 games tonight. And now with Grove City at a 56-7 win against St. Vincent this afternoon. 3 games tonight. Bethany's at Carnegie Mellon, Westminster at Allegheny, and Teal at Geneva. Coverage today brought to you in part by Attorney John Patricic, nearly 30 years of experience giving your case the attention it deserves. Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. And First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. All of those folks will be with us next week, and some additions on our sponsorship group for the final President's Athletic Conference game between Washington and Jefferson and Carnegie Mellon. How many great games over the years, but Carnegie Mellon exiting stage right and heading to the Centennial Conference for football after this season. And the Presidents will do their very best to help them to the exit next Saturday. Presidents football preview set for 1:30 next Saturday, and kickoff at Cameron Stadium is on the docket for 2 p.m. John Sacco will join me in the booth for that broadcast. WJ and Carnegie Mellon, and what stories he and I will have to share with you when we get together next week. Jacob Knisner, double, triple, quadruple duty back in our downtown Washington studios today. 2.5 hour rain delay. Kudos to the folks here at Waynesburg. Andy Stanko leading the way, and certainly appreciate his work with that weather delay. And they've got soccer coming up here very shortly as well. That'll do it for our broadcast this afternoon. W&J with a solid victory here. 50-plus on the board again this afternoon. WJ 55, Waynesburg 16 for all of us at WJPA Sports. I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.